Blog Talk Radio.
It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio.
We Air It Out.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. It's Air It Out Radio. Ringing up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckler. She put in mad words, but she stay on our promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it. Walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out callers, Air It Out listeners. Y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers. We stay on some new shit, listen real close. Kudos to the host, I propose a toast. The history, it's really about to happen. We really make moves, y'all stick to rapping. Respect is in order, the border been crossed. Got the UK spitting them long distance balls. We show love, and y'all show love back. 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max. We do that on a regular, shit don't change. Every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane. Help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net, huh?
Air It Out Radio, what's going on? It's that chick Fire. How y'all doing? Listen, y'all gotta let me know if I sound good or not, because I'm doing it from my headset, so I don't know if I'm too low or not. So my assistant V can hit me up real quick and let me know if I'm good with a little mic check right there. But anyway, what's up, everybody? How y'all doing? Again, like I said, my name is Fire. Welcome to Air It Out Radio. We on Mondays 10 to 1. Check the website out, airitoutradio.net. Hit the lines up at 347-677-1163. And y'all always welcome to leave a little comment or some advice or any questions or ideas or whatever the case is in the comment section, in the about section on the website. So, you know, y'all can even promote yourself as well, you know, whatever the case is. Whatever y'all want to do, y'all can do it right there. But mainly just to show some love and all that good stuff on the website and, you know, bring some attention over there. Also, too, if y'all need to know any of the rules to the Air It Out events or whatever the case is, please go to the website. It's under the event section to tell y'all what I'm looking for. Anything that y'all missing is right there. I updated the website. So check that out at airitoutradio.net. Y'all can Instagram me at FireChick. Yeah, Dante Diesel, get your game up, okay? I'm in the sevens now. Like I said before, I think I'm at 714 or 713 last time I checked. Yeah. Okay, get your weight up. All right, so shout out to all the newbies that's tuning in tonight. I got a lot of new pairs on the line, you know what I mean? So shout out to them. I hope y'all can stick around and have the patience to be on the line. You know, for those that don't know, the lines open up at 9:45, even though I'm on at 10, but, you know, so really, before y'all even came on, it was probably like 10, 15 calls right now. So right now, I probably got like 30 calls on here. I ain't going front. But so shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Y'all will get through as long as, you know, you hold on and stick to, you know, if y'all got the patience pretty much, all right? So shout out to all the newbies. Y'all can hit me up on Twitter at Air It Out Radio. And I'll be tweeting throughout the show and all that good stuff to, you know, show y'all some love back. Shout out to everybody that came out to the Budweiser Made in America event. You know, had some fun out there. We got some free tickets straight up from Friday. So shout out to them and Tim and all of them that showed us some love over there at Friday. Me and V, my assistant, had a good time out there and my feet are still killing me. So I don't know about anybody else that came out there, but it was a nice event. Jay-Z, Mrs. Bleak, Mr. West was out there, Big Sean, and I mean, it was just line after line. It was headlines. I didn't see Jill Scott, though. I was a little bit mad. She came on Sunday, only went on Saturday. So shout out to everybody that was out there in rain and all that good stuff. So anyway, for those that do not know, the Air It Out Radio Bars versus Bars event is Saturday, September the 8th at Black & Nobel, 1411 Erie Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, from 7 to 10. It's $5 to get in. DJ Freak Nasty will be on the ones and twos, for those that don't know. You know what I mean? He does a thing at, he does a thing down at Big Bang on Tuesday night. So make sure y'all go out there and show him some love, too. I think this Tuesday, I might breeze through. I ain't doing nothing. Why not? You know what I mean? So if y'all ain't doing nothing, fly through, you know, and show DJ Freak Nasty some love and all that good stuff. The Air It Out Radio event is October 6th, and that's from 1 to 7. We're giving away $500, okay? So I hope y'all come out there. And listen, a lot of people want to know what I'm looking for and what we're looking for these events because they feel some type of way because they don't win, okay? Listen, I'm going to tell you what I'm looking for and what I tell the judges to look for, all right? And if you really want to know and I'm going too fast for you, you can always go to the website. I posted it up there under the events section on airitoutradio.net. I'm looking for y'all to be a total artist all the way around. I mean, appearance-wise, don't come there like you just woke up out the bed and all that good stuff. I mean, I need you to look sharp at the end of the day. If y'all want to have some prompts and, I don't know, bring yourself T-shirts, you know, saying your name or your website or Twitter. Like, I look for stuff like that. That means that you actually took the time out and you really give a fuck about what you're doing. All right? If you want to have some girls singing your hook or whatever, like, really take the time out and really appreciate your song. I mean, y'all artists don't do that. Y'all just go on and like, yo, I'm gonna kill it. Yeah, whatever. Okay? And that's probably why you didn't win. So shout out to everybody that comes out there. But listen, put some thought into y'all fucking performance, okay? I'm just so tired of it, all right? Get it together and have a performance. And I'm also looking for crowd participation, you know, and just getting the crowd hyped up, you know what I mean? So shout out to everybody that comes out there. Like I said, that is going to be on 1231 North Broad Street, all right, from 1 to 7. And shout out to everybody that comes out there. It's $5 to get in and all that good stuff. So also, too, I want to let everybody know that for the Black & Nobel, September 8th or the October 6th, if y'all want, y'all can pre-register for any other event. I'm going to let y'all do that as well. Meaning that on September the 8th, if you want to pay for your slot over there at Air It Out Radio Villa, you can do that, okay? And bring your music and all that good stuff. So, you know, if you want to pay for a slot to get in early, then you're welcome to do that as well, all right? So that way we can kind of, you could probably pre-register yourself and you don't have to wait because it is a line at the Air It Out Radio Villa event. So that's just a little advice. If y'all want to do that, y'all can do that. Some of y'all niggas ain't got PayPal and all that. So, you know, this is just another good way for me to get y'all to do that, okay? So there you go. I leave it open to y'all. Do what y'all want to do. So if you want to come to the event, pre-register for any other event, that's fine. Also, I have the Cheltenham, the Air It Out Radio Cheltenham Villa Tour. I'm continuing the tour. I'm going to be at the Cheltenham Mall. That's going to be in December. I'll give y'all more details on that, but that's going to be $10, okay? So if y'all interested in that, get at me for that as well. All right, shout out to Question the Game. You know, they have the magazine and the videos and all that good stuff. And if y'all need some flyers, the banners, the covers, graphics, anything done, make sure y'all hit up No Ordinary GPX on Twitter, all right? Shout out to Sam Juice, LaDonna, and Sweet Tooth Pastries. And also, shout out to Music Notch. All right, I'm going to be giving y'all a little bit of info on them as the show goes on. So shout out to everybody tuning in. Listen, for the newbies that are tuning in, listen, this is what you do. I call your last 4 digits of your phone number. I'm talking to you. Make sure you press in 1 if you want to talk to me. If you want to just chill on the line, that's cool as well. But press 1. And if you're clicking over and tweeting all that good stuff, make sure that the lady is telling you you are in the host key at all times, because if you're not, I tend to skip over you. So that's just for the newbies that are tuning in for the first time. Listen, tonight's topic is, all right, and this conversation gets hot and bothered, okay? All right. Do you feel as though the artist should have to pay for these events, or do you think they, or even sell tickets for that matter? Because I know sometimes it costs $200, $300 for y'all to get into these events. Do y'all feel as though y'all should have to, you know, pay for these events to get in them? I mean, mine is five. But listen, at the end of the day, it's your opinion, and whatever you say, however you feel. Actually, some promoters need to call up, too. We need to get their side, not just the artist's side. But listen, at the end of the day, do y'all feel as though y'all should have to sell tickets to perform? Just want to know your opinion and how you feel about that. You're not wrong, and you're not right either. I guess it's whatever you want to say. But anyway, so shout out to everybody that's hitting me up on Twitter. I'm going to give some shout outs in a few. And make sure y'all pressing one. The ladies that, for the ladies that's on the line, what's up, what's up? I'm going to be giving away some John Legend tickets a little later. I'm going to give y'all more details on that. So, or even for the guys, if y'all want to take y'all lady, your little sweetie pie out, you know what I mean? He's going to be at the Brigada. So I'll give y'all more details on that to do as well. Anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up and see what y'all got going on. Make sure if y'all tired or whatever the case is, please call back another Monday. Listen, you only get one time to, you know, make a good impression on somebody. So if you're tired, call back next week. It's cool. I love you to death. But we don't need no sleepyheads on the line. You know what I mean? I got to rock out for 3 hours. I don't need nobody cramping my style, all right? If you're tired, call back next Monday. I love you to death, but it is what it is, all right? Hit me up on Twitter, Air It Out Radio. The lines are 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing one. I'm going to keep it moving. We're going to go to 1910. Air It Out Radio. What's good?
What up, what up? It's your boy Dante Diesel, Illadel Styles and all that.
Fire! I should have known it was you, right? What's going on?
What's up, babe? Hey, I hear you talking about your Instagram and all that. Yeah.
Get your Instagram up.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I just been busy, you know. I ain't really get on there and show my sexy. I ain't show my sexy body yet. So when I start showing that, the ladies gonna be playing into it. You know what I'm saying? I be putting that gym work on there though. You know, I've been in the gym, so you know I've been putting that gym work. Yeah, I'm working on it. You know what I mean? Trying to get the low built, low cut. You know what I'm saying? So. You know, in a minute, you know, when the muscle starts flexing, you know what I'm saying? You know, the chicken's going to be up on that, so your numbers will dwindle a little bit.
I know that's right. I'm going to start hitting the gym up, too. I got to start taking my little glam shots. But anyway, so your opinion for tonight about the topic, do you think that the artist should have to pay and sell tickets to perform?
My opinion, personally, you know, Jay-Z set the blueprint. You know what I'm saying? If you pay for your stuff yourself, you ain't got to never ask for nobody for something. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's your career. If you're not bringing fans to a situation and you're just there to steal other fans or whatever the case may be, obviously you don't pay to get in the situation. But if you can show that you can bring fans, which is by selling your tickets, then at the end of the day, yeah, you should make a profit off of it. So, you know, it's just really all about your grind at the end of the day. Some of these events, beyond just the paying, are not really organized properly, you know. So at the end of the day, some of them I don't even attend. But the ones that are legit, like yours and a few other people I know, you know, I feel as though either you're going to headline it and don't worry about the prize money, and or if you're going to be there, you need to come prepared, whether it's to pay a fee or whatever the case may be, because at the end, you're either going to do one or two things, gain fans or get more exposure. One or the other. So at the end of the day, it's a win-win situation.
Yeah, exactly. Do you think that there's a limit to where you should pay for these performances? Like, because some of them is like $300. Do you think that that's kind of too much, or you think that that's cool?
It depends how big the venue is. Some venues are small, and you're only going to get a certain amount of people or the same heads that you normally see when you go out to other events. So, yeah, if they're charging $300 and you're still getting the same type of crowd, that's something that you should think in your head and say no. But if it's an event like maybe the TLA where you're going to get a diverse crowd or something like that, then, yeah, if they charge a bigger fee, and if you know that you're going to expose it to the max by bringing T-shirts, flyers, whatever, CDs, whatever you can to maximize your exposure, yeah, Because it's really all about maximizing your exposure. If you bring stuff to your events, then you can you maximize your exposure. No matter if you pay $50, but if you got 50 people that had your CD or T-shirt, at the end of the day, you might gain 50 more fans that you didn't have before. So it's just really all about learning how to maximize what you have.
Hmm. Yeah, good point. Good point. Okay, all right. So what you got going on, Dante Diesel?
Well, you know, we're going to D.C. next week, me, Tight Circle, my man True. You know, we got an interview down there, and we're going to shoot another video down there. You know, my girl Cindy hooking us up with a couple of shows that we got coming up, a couple of interviews. So she's going to be our PR rep, and she's definitely doing a good job as I speak right now. Like, she calls me all the time and keep me on board. Sometimes I be falling off. I'm everywhere. But she definitely hooking us up with some interviews and working with the DJs. I'm trying to really get in powerhouse. I ain't going to lie to you. Like, at the end of the day, we had one song that was really popping all summer, and we didn't even get an invite to Powerhouse. But I'm not mad about it. You know, I'm just
going. What is Powerhouse?
Powerhouse is in 50 days. So I know it's in November sometime. And they having 3 days. The first day is the what they call the local or up-and-coming artist showcase. The second day is the past artists or past people showcase. And the third day is the regular artist. Well, you know, the signed artist showcase. So, I mean, it's going to be a big event this year. It's called PH3. And right now, you know, we're just trying to get in the mix, get in where we fit in, you know. So we'll see how it happens. And you know what? And they was holding contests. This is what I'm talking about, how stingy this city is. They were holding contests to see if you could get on the first day and didn't really put it out to the public, like, massively. They just did it on the down low.
Yeah, they always do that, don't they?
No, before it was a little bit more organized to where, like, even if you'll send in your video or whatever, and then they, you know, the person with the most votes was the one that got on. But now they don't even do that no more. Like, they just made everything on a hush-hush.
But do you believe in that voting thing? Because I always thought that was rigged anyway.
Well, if the public is voting for you, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, at the end of the day, if you got people clicking on your vote and your votes are going up, that, you know, that can't be but so much rigged. You got to get people to, you know, vote. You know what I mean? They don't control the votes from that aspect. They look and see how many people viewed your video or how many people voted for you. And you can only vote one for yourself one time.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So Tight Circle going to be in the area.
Yeah, Tight Circle is going. It's going down. So, hey, my man True, I want y'all to you gotta check out the new video. It's called Flex, my man True Death. He definitely a problem. Definitely a problem. Good lyricist. You know what I'm saying? We definitely got a lot going on right now. A lot of DJs are showing us love. I think I just did like 35 more drops today, you know, and that's very important to the marketing. And I realized, man, it's all about the cheddar. Like, you really just got to invest in yourself. If you believe in yourself, you got to invest in yourself. And that's back to your question, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you believe in yourself, you're going to, you know, but you got to make the right investments too. Like, some of these joints is out of order. Like, they not real. And it hurts showcases like yours because people think they all about scamming. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but at the end of the day,
yeah,
you got to pick and choose. You know, you got to invest in yourself.
Yeah, you do. Okay. So, you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, Instagram?
We just revised the new the website, illadelstyles.com, illadelstyles. com. Check it out, man. I revamped it, made it look a little fresher, you know, up to date, up to par. So definitely looks good. Basically, man, right now, check out the new videos, the up and coming new mixtape, which is called The Underdogs. It's a mixtape movie. So if people want to get be a part of that movie situation, make sure you hit me up. I got parts, you know, some extra parts left, you know, for that situation and get into that. Also, we got the new movie, Change the Beat, coming out soon. Just trying to lock in a date with the place, and you know, we're gonna be popping that off real soon. And other than that, man, we just rocking out, man. I'm loving new stuff that I'm hearing from new artists and everything. So hope y'all had a good time this weekend. It's a holiday. Happy holiday to you, by the way.
Yeah, happy holidays to you too.
Yeah,
you know. I work so much, I don't even like really pay holidays to my mind except for birthdays and Christmas. You know what I mean? That's kind of like my main focus.
Today is Labor Day, right? Today is Labor Day, right?
Yeah, is it today? Yeah, I think it is.
Okay, so that's what you've been doing. You've been laboring. So at the end of the day, it's
exactly.
not a holiday. It's a Labor Day. It's a slave day.
Yeah, you got it right. You got it right.
We were still picking cotton on Labor Day, so at the end of the day, it's all good.
Exactly.
Well,
we're
gonna get in tonight, man. I want to get back into that heavyweight joint. I need people to know and understand that song has been popping all summer. Various block parties. It's been on TV, the video, it's been everywhere, and we didn't get no love from Powerhouse, but I just want everybody to know that this song right now is definitely going to be in several states in the next couple of months, and it's just that simple. It's your boy Dante Diesel. You're now rocking with the hottest station in the nation with that chick fire, and you're listening to Heavyweight by me, your boy. Check it out.
Cartel 215. I guess when you're doing it big, you gotta do it real big. And you gotta do it real heavy. And I'm the heavyweight. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Drop it low on them. 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 Drop it low on them.
Black and Nobel, 1411 Erie Avenue, from 7 to 10. Shout out to get in. DJ Freak Nasty on the ones and twos. All right, the winner is going to get 4 weeks in the Philadelphia Metro. Shout out to Metro, they're my new sponsor. And also an iPhone, okay? That's for the first winner up. Second winner up is going to get $100. And the third winner up is going to get $50. So, you know what I mean? It's a little something for everybody, you know what I mean? Okay? And if y'all want to pre-register for the Air It Out Villa Tour October 6th, you can always do that. That's $5. Or if you want to pre-register for the Villa, the Tottenham Mall, that's $10, okay? So get at me for those. And shout out to everybody that's on the lines. I'm going to give a couple quick shout outs really quick on my Twitter to see what's popping. So shout out to Vinny, Showboat, what up, what up? Mel Rivers, Philly, Philly Phil, Sparkles, DJ J Mills, Franklin, C. Bennett, Nova, I mean Nova, I'm sorry. I'm bad with names, so don't judge me all right now. Don't judge me. All right, QB Entertainment, Miss Hustle 317, and also Mr. Say Yo. And let me see who else is on here. That's a Music Notch. Make sure y'all check them out. If y'all have any music videos or anything that y'all want to promote, they are the people y'all need to see for extra promo and all that good stuff. So make sure y'all hit them up at Music Notch number one, okay? Or check the website out at musicnotch.com, okay? And let me see. Queen Team, The Mob, and Dada. I hope I'm saying that right. And Mr. I'm So Different. Shout out to them. I got a couple more shout outs, but, you know, I'll give them to off the show. QuestionTheGame.com. Make sure y'all check them out for magazines and videos if y'all want to get a spot or whatever. So definitely hit them up. Tonight's topic is, all right, should artists have to pay to sell tickets to perform? You know, do you think that $200, $300 is too much, or you think that that's cool? Or y'all, you know, because you're going to make money back. Shout out to any promoters that's listening to this. Y'all can always call up. I would love to get y'all paying out to see y'all artists right now. So shout out to everybody that's tuned in so far. Y'all can Instagram me at FireChick. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. Make sure y'all pressing one if y'all want to talk. I'm going to go to 7697. What up? Air it out radio.
Fire. What's up?
What's up?
Nice.
Hi,
Chico. What's up with you?
What's up? I'm so happy you called.
Hey, man, I'm happy to talk to you. Happy Labor Day
to you. Yeah, happy Labor Day to you, too. Okay, so what's your opinion about this whole selling tickets thing and, you know, having to pay to get into these events? Do you think it's necessary? Do you think it's too much? What's your opinion?
I think the game has changed. I think it's unnecessary. I'm going to tell you why.
Uh-oh.
The game is going so more towards the internet and doing your own thing. With $300, you could, you know, really invest in putting together shopping a symbol online, you know what I'm saying, through whatever site that you can really sell your own song worldwide rather than pay $300 for a promoter to host an event where they make all the money off the door, you know what I mean, for themselves, and you just performing for a bunch of people that's only there for the person or artist that they come to support. It's not like you have an objective fan base at these events. You really, you know, everybody's there is subjective as far as coming there and they want to see who they want to see. Because most of the time when you're at these events, when you're performing, you know, people are walking around, but no one's really into listening for new talent. They just want to hear the person that they paid their money to come see, that they support.
Right.
So, you know, karaoke and there's so many, like, free events that an artist can perform with an objective crowd that you can just go and do your thing and get exposure that paying $200 and $300 for a so-called put-together event, a talent showcase, is unnecessary.
Okay, true. So y'all hear that, artists, y'all need to get your own money up and have your own event. That's basically what you're saying, right?
I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, and you gotta, you know, for artists, you really don't want to, you gotta think outside the box a little bit. You know, everyone's doing, you know, the game has gotten to the point where you got a bunch of middlemen, you know, throwing these little events where they can make money for themselves, and it's not about the artist. It's not about finding local talent. I mean, most of these showcases that they have, they don't have no A&Rs or no execs there looking for talent. You know, you'd be surprised. Like, a lot of these A&R and these execs look at little things like YouTube and Worldstar, you know, and they scout talent that way because they can't be, you know, every little talent show, or, you know, for scouting talent. So they look for worldwide, you know, sites like YouTube and Worldstar. So if you can invest your money into, like, putting together little videos and exposing yourself on those, I guess, publications, you know, that's a better look than, you know, trying to do a little talent show where you spend $300 to perform for 15 minutes and no one will really remember you afterwards.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I mean, so pretty much just come up with your own show.
Go to do these karaoke, you know, like, do Fire's event, you know what I mean? Do your event, you know, like, where you get an objective crowd, and it's not...
Now, wait a minute, do I get excluded from these events or what? Or am I included with these? Because mine's a five.
No, you're excluded because your event is solely about the artist.
Y'all just saying that because I'm wanting y'all on the line with me. Is that what it is?
No, fine. I mean, you might charge no more than $10, you know, for your event. I mean, really, you're not getting rich off of your event, you know, and everybody that's ever been involved in your event know that you really genuinely do this for the artist.
Right.
You know,
I've heard a couple things where, you know, they think I make a whole bunch of money off these events. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, really? Come on.
Well,
so,
I mean,
I give away $500. I mean, so add it
up.
You know what I mean? At the end of the day, I'm getting my money back. So
that speaks volumes. So the fact that an artist can pay $10 to come to your event with the chance to win $500, you know, I say that's a nice little, you know, it's a nice little come up, you know, for investing in yourself.
I look at it like as a little raffle, you might as well say. You know what I mean? You know how you put up like $5 for a raffle or whatever, and it's a possibility you may win? It's kind of like that.
Yeah, I mean, you go
somewhat.
To some of these,
you know.
So, I mean, you do, I mean, look, I don't even have to, you know, say no more about, you know, what you just said enough right there. You can win $500, you know, performing at your event, and it may cost you $10 to win $500. You know, you don't really got to be a math scholar to, you know, do the numbers on that.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. All right, so where you been? What have you been up to?
I'm just working on, I'm actually working on an album. It's called Anger, Denial, Acceptance. And this has been, like, my first project for, you know, it's been a minute since I really came out with a CD, you know, like, with a project. I mean, I do music all the time, and a lot of times I float music out there here and there. But this is like, I'm really working on my next project, and this project for me is a little bit more transparent. You know, as an artist, you get to a point where you evaluate the music you're doing, and you hear what's already out, and you never. For me, as an artist, I never want to get into a lane where I'm just doing music that I think is going to sound, you know, that it may be popular or do it because it's trendy. You know, I really, my music is personal because I put a lot into it. And so, you know, doing this project, it's coming out a little bit, you know, transparent, which was a little scary for me at first because I'm like, whoa, like I'm really... giving myself in this project, you know, a little, I'm going a little deep, but at the same time, you know, I had to realize that, you know, it's coming from the heart, and so, you know, you can't really block yourself or you can't really dumb yourself down. Music is supposed to be that way, and so I'm just enjoying the process of making this project.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I'm excited. I posted the video up the other day.
Being
at the villa, so you know what I mean. It's always
exciting
to see y'all. Yeah.
You know, the one thing about, you know, everything I do, you know, is I really give 110%, whether it's performing or whether it's making music. You know, it got to be, I have my own standard and I'm my own worst critic. You know, nobody's more hard on myself than I am. So, you know, when it gets to y'all, you know, I always use this term, I'm not conceited, I'm convinced. Because by the time it gets to you, Fire, I already know this shit's hot. Like,
right.
I already know it's crazy. Like, it's not even an issue of if it's hot. You know, because I put so much into it and I done critiqued it, and you know, when it gets to you, it's perfected. So, you know, I do like that about myself as an artist. Like, I really go hard on, you know, on my projects.
Definitely.
Hey, I went to the Made in America joint. I went to I went to both days.
Yeah.
Let me say this for people that you know, that didn't have an opportunity to go down there. I've seen Jay-Z perform a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would say at least 10 times. Oh, I've never seen Jay get in his bag like he did Saturday.
He was doing
songs that, you know, like Murder, Marcyville, my niggas, you heard it. I'm like, he was just doing records that, like, Jay, you are not out here with all these people at this Budweiser, you know, Made in America Festival doing these hard ass songs. I mean,
but he needed to do that. He needed to do that. I'm telling you, he really needed to take it back there. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
He,
so it was important. Yeah, it was important.
He rocked for an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Most people, you know, I wish the public understood how, like, 15 minutes to an artist is a very long time. Jay got out there for an hour and a half and rocked. It's like, you know, and if he would just give you one verse in a hook or one of his songs, but he did so much music, you know, and for those that waited out there, because the event started, like, at 1 o'clock. For those that stood out there and waited to see him perform, he rocked for an hour and a half and still gave you Kanye's, you know, good music, whatever they rep, you know. So he gave you like a 2-hour set, and I got the utmost respect for him as an artist, you know, because he's still in touch with what, you know, with the streets when they hear, as well as his fan base.
Mhm. Yeah. He definitely put on a good show. So, and a lot of artists that want 15 minute sets, they don't really have a lot of the songs or don't have no hits to do no 15 minute sets. So it'd be like a waste of time, but, you know, whatever.
Fine. Anytime you can get Obama to give you a pre-recorded, pre-recorded speech on your set, you that dude.
You that dude. Exactly. So, all right, so what you got going on?
Facebook,
Twitter. You coming
to
that? Look, I'm getting all hyped up.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Which one? Are you coming to the 8th? Are you spitting? Are you battling? You don't know? Maybe? No?
I'm not gonna do the battle thing. I'm gonna perform at the Villa. I'm in song making mode now.
Okay.
Where I don't, you know, I'm not really into the freestyling zone right now. I'm just creating a lot of music and battling. You know, you got to be in a certain zone to go there. And right now, I'm just in creative mode.
Okay. Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that. So, you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter?
You can Facebook me. You can Facebook me at Hancho No Dice, HaunchoNoDice. DICE. You got Facebook me there, or Twitter me at Hancho No Dice, or you can Instagram me at Hancho No Dice. The name is HaunchoNoDice. You know, so like I said, you know, request me. You know, as far as the name's the same on all three sites, so you can holler at me on there.
Okay. There it is. So, what track we getting into tonight? I think I got two of them here, and that's it.
Whatever one you want, Fire. I'm just, you know.
I
want to
go with that cocky joint, that cock when you freestyle.
Go ahead.
That's my favorite one.
All right,
go ahead and end this for me.
This one right here, I did this for Fire. This is called Too Cocky to Care, Fire's version. Air it out radio.
Batcave 2.0 exclusive, Fire Chick, Ricky Knight, DJ Wait a Minute, No Dice. Soon as the trunk pops, bricks involved, it's chips involved, hollow point tips involved, talks, fists involved, soft and his lips involved, a pretty chick draws come off, his hunch involved, 12 gauge solve it off, it costs the flaws, play for keeps. Never pass the ball from short to tall. You dudes wanna watch me fall. Street dreams, rap or ball, which one's for y'all? What's that bait? Niggas better cop it raw. Stashing walls, money, it attracts the law. Shopping cops, tell me what the price is for. Shopping stores, nothing you can bargain for. Play for keeps, money that was spoken for. You cop the Ford, but can't keep the car in store. Girls galore, forgot what the condo's for. The kid is for, assure the child is yours. Strive for more, house right beside the shore. Marble floors, pool made the swimming doors. World is yours, the Benz or the Bentley's door. Frames Dior, I'm trying to make the cover of Forbes. Head of brown skin chick, used to hit it before. I told you before, don't make a chore being a whore. My new twist got a mean twirly. She's 25, I treat it like my first job. I come late and leave early. Yeah, no dice. Shout out to Tony Highpoint. Batcave exclusive. Yeah, yeah, man, it's the Bill Cannon. Zancho, H-A-U-N-C-H-O, no dice, yeah.
What's going on, y'all? I'm JT.
And you're now tuned in to Air It Out Radio.
With that chick fire.
Air It Out Radio with that chick fire. Yeah, I threw in the old one from Batcave when I was on Batcave 2.0, so apologize. I'm apologizing to you, Hot Joe. But anyway, it's the same joint. I still love that joint. But anyway, he got his stuff in. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio. And I'm going to run down some more shout outs in a few. And also, you can Instagram me at FireChick. And please get my name right. Y'all need to start spelling my name right. It's F-I-Y-A. Yeah, the ghetto version. Fire. Okay? F-I-Y-A. And that's chick with a K at the end. You know what I mean? So anyway, shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Make sure y'all pressing 1 for those that do not know. And make sure y'all in the whole seat. September the 8th, Black and Nobel event. Air It Out Radio, Black and Nobel. 1611 Erie Avenue is from 7 to 10. $5 to get in. DJ Freak Nasty on the ones and twos. Winner gets 4 weeks in the metro, the Philadelphia metro. That's huge. Okay? I'm not saying y'all going to be on the front cover, so don't be quote me on that part. But y'all going to be in there for 4 weeks. Nice little promo for y'all. Okay? And an iPhone. Okay? So shout out to all of the people that's going to be entering that. And y'all can also pre-register at that event for the October 6th. Air It Out Radio Villa Tour. Now, anybody knows anything about the radio, the Air It Out Radio Villa Tour, okay? It's like 60 to like 80 artists out there that perform that day, and the line is nuts. So if y'all can and y'all want to pre-register, you're welcome to do that. Bring your CD and all that good stuff. Make sure it's titled, and pay your little fee there, and then you won't have to wait. So whenever you come, you slide right in, and I just push you right on in. You don't have to wait. So that's my advice to y'all if y'all want to do that. If y'all want to PayPal it, that's cool. But if y'all want to just come in for that event, that's great as well. All right, shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Like I said, tonight's topic is, should you have to pay or sell tickets to perform at these events that's going on? Now, mine is $5, okay? I ain't really trying to kill you, you know what I mean, at the end of the day. But I know there's other people that have their events, and there's nothing, I'm not hating. Hey, get your money. But there's some of them that are like $250 to get in, and then you have to sell tickets and you get your money back. And that's kind of a good deal, you know. But at the end of the day, do you feel as though you should have to do that? You know, I've heard people say that they shouldn't have to pay nothing. But as a promoter myself, sometimes it costs money for these events to go down. You got to rent the venue and all that. So, you know, in the eyes of a promoter, yes, you do have to pay something, you know, because it wasn't free for that person to get that venue all the time. So, you know, y'all have to look at it from that point of view, all right? Shout out to Question the Game. And shout out to Fam Juice. You know what I mean? Make sure y'all check out all the flavor. My favorite flavor is lemonade. So they also got the long necks now. So shout out to them. They moving up. Shout out to Fam Juice, all right? Make sure y'all check them out at famjuice.com. And shout out to my girl, LaDonna Comer. You know what I mean? She got the beats. Y'all need to hit her up, LaDonnaComer.com on Twitter. All right? Let me give a couple more shout outs to people ring my neck, all right? Shout out to J-Mar, J Dig, the producer, the kid, Riff23, what up? And Tess, Ice, hope I'm saying your name right. Shout out to him and Mr. Swag 512. All right, Mr. High Def, what up, what up? All right, and also, let me see, GM, TK, and Philadelphia, 2012. All right, so shout out to them. And Buddha Blast, Buddha Blast Beat. I know I'm fucking his name all over. He probably gonna cuss me out on Twitter. All right, and shout out to Quick MC Dagger. I'm probably saying his name wrong too. Why y'all can't get simple names like Fire? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Y'all wanna make shit all difficult and stuff. I'm just fucking with you. But shout out to JH Class 2. All right, and check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. All right, if y'all want to send me some drops, then y'all can send me some drops, too. It's airitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure you do not forget the ITS. It's very important. So that's ITS, airitoutradio@gmail.com. Also, too, I don't know if y'all are aware of the fact that Michael Clark Duncan, he passed away. For those that don't know, he's the guy that played in Green Mile in Armageddon. He was like 54 years old, whatever. He had a heart attack like 2 months ago. He just recently passed away, and y'all might not notice it now, but he was engaged to Omarosa, you know what I mean? The one that was playing on, the little evil person, you know what I mean? So, you know, our hearts goes out to them. And speaking of Beanie Sigel's track right here, you know, he just caught another case, so... It's a damn shame, you know what I mean? Shout out to Philly and all the artists that's out here, you know what I mean? Just try not to walk down that path, man. Like, Beanie is a very talented artist, but I don't know. He just can't stay out of trouble. So, and also, rest in peace, Chris Lighty, you know what I mean? He passed away as well. They're saying that he he actually, you know, died of a gunshot to the head, suicide or whatever. That's what the sources are saying. For those that don't know who Chris is, he used to manage 50 Cent, Ja Rule, and Mariah Carey, and so, you know, heart goes out to them as well. Hit me up, Twitter, airitoutradio.net, Facebook, Twitter, airitoutradio, Instagram me at firechick. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's popping. Yes, I know, newbies, you're on the line. I see you, you know, going off on Twitter. I'm coming to you. I'm coming, okay? We're going to go to 8661,
Air Dot Radio. Hey, Fire, what's up, baby? It's that boy, Trey.
Trey? I've seen your little picture on Facebook. Why was you looking so sad?
I was drunk, man. We was on our third bottle that night.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like, why are you looking all innocent? Oh, yeah.
That innocent will get you. Well, I mean, you know, you got to look innocent in your pictures and shit. You know, flight to prosecution. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that's why I ain't called in a minute, because I got booked on some bullshit.
Uh-oh.
But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, I missed a court date, and they just hit a brother with a detainer. You know what I mean?
All
that was about. Yeah. Nutty, though. And I caught it. I happened to catch it that weekend that that cop got aired out, so they was, like,
uh-oh,
locking everybody in the city up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he was bound to
so
get
that's
hit.
All that was. Yeah.
He said that's all that was. You know what?
It's all over with. What's good with you?
Nothing, man. Doing,
yeah,
you know,
I see all your events
to.
Coming up. I'm going to try to come out to them, you know what I mean? Because the brother was saying, your events is the truth, you know what I mean?
Thank you. I appreciate that. So what's your opinion about the whole selling ticket joint, and what's your opinion on that?
Well, I'm on the same side of the coin as you, because as a part-time promoter who has rented venues, it costs a nut to rent a venue. And, like, you know, if you get in a venue that holds a few hundred to 1,000 people or more, it costs you $1,000, $1,500. And these artists is only bringing one or two fans with them to see them. You know what I mean? So the promoter needs to make their money back, too. Now, I do mine differently. Like, and I have charged $300 for shows and showcases, but what I do is, if I'm charging $300 and the tickets are $20, I give the artist enough tickets that he can, if he sell his tickets, he'll make $500. So if you're an artist of any worth, you can sell 25 tickets. There's your $300 back and a $200 profit, win or lose.
Right, but it's Is that the same thing though? Like you still, they still gotta sell tickets.
Yeah, I mean they do gotta sell tickets because you know, like the promoter is out there kicking out for the venue, kicking out for security, kicking out for flyers, kicking out for security.
Right.
You know what I mean? So the promoter has to eat as well, and he's not doing it for his health. He's in it to make a profit. It's a business.
Right.
And at the end of the day, it's nothing personal. It's just business, you know. But
yeah,
I try to keep mine as fair as possible by allowing the artists. I mean, I'm gonna put it to you this way: the hip hop music industry now, it's the new drug game. It's about hustling. You know what I'm saying? You get out there and you flip your tickets and you make your money. You'll get your exposure because you're out there now in a broader base of fans out there. You know, you have fans from all over the city and or all over the area that you're performing at. So you have a chance to not only earn a couple dollars by selling your tickets, but gain new fans to your fan base. So you can do these digital distributions and so forth and so on. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. Okay. So what he got going on?
Let's see. He got a show in Philly. I know the date. It's September the 22nd. I forget the venue, but I'll get that for you. He's on a show in Baltimore September 15th at the Overlay Event Center, 6809 Bel Air Road in Baltimore. Shout out to Baltimore. Philly artists, New York artists, D.C. artists, Virginia artists, all converging on Beatmore. It's going to be a big thing. Back to school throwdown, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Working on his album. Almost finished that, thank goodness. We got maybe one or two more scenes. We got a film for this video for the track called I'm All In. And then we're going to put that out and show everybody that video. It's hot, you know what I mean? You know, and just basically working, you know? Just trying to stay busy and stay out of jail. That's what we're trying to do.
Stay out of jail, yeah. That's not the place.
That's
not the place.
That's the new mantra for 2012-2013. All artists stay out of jail. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah,
I mean, shout out to Beans. I mean, I got mad respect for Beans because he still is one of the hardest lyricists in the game. But, you know, as on the same token, fellas, you know, don't be out there doing stuff stupid. Like, you know, if you're a convicted felon, don't be riding with guns. Ask before you get in the car.
Yeah, but who's telling nowadays, I got a dirty gun in the
car. Nah, but I'm saying, you can at least ask. If you're rolling with real niggas are going to tell you.
Yeah, that's
you know what I mean?
Don't
if you're rolling with your squad don't want to see you get jammed up. They live in their life. That's the life that they choose. I can understand that and respect that, too. But,
right.
I mean, don't be afraid to ask questions of your homies.
True.
You know how many brothers sitting in the penitentiary because of their homies? Nigga drive up to a liquor store and shit, you know, keep the engine running. I'm going to get some cigarettes. He come out. He done robbed the place. Get the fuck out of here.
That's some crazy shit, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, just ask your homie. You know, if your homie has any respect for you, he's going to tell you what the real is, bottom line.
Yeah, that's true. Out there, everybody on lock. They rolled.
Yeah, because it was nutty, man. Like, they hit me. I made bail the next day. But then they hit me with a contempt of court because I missed the court date saying I disrespected the court. So I had to sit 3 to 5 days. I said 5. There was a bunch of Philly niggas in there with a $100 bail that's not hitting court until the end of September, middle of October, and they couldn't even post a $100 bail. That shit was nutty.
Wow. $100?
$100. They 10% was 100.
That's
crazy.
They
sitting still up CFCF and up Holmesburg and shit. Yeah,
what
but you gotta watch them detainers in that contempt of court. That shit keep sitting up, even if you pay that bail.
I know that's
right. But other than that, I mean, it's a bullshit case, like a DUI type shit, you know what I mean? So I'm not even worrying about it. It's just I forgot the court date. I thought it was the next day. And when I went down there the next day, you know, basically they said, oh, you have a detainer. So that is what it is. Now, shout out to a couple people. Yeah, shout out to Dante Diesel. I heard him up on there earlier. I'm still fucking with the heavyweight track. I like it. You know, he's one of the hardest working men in the city here. You know, if y'all need a video, get at him. Y'all need beats, get at him. My man Machete King, of course, you know. We still got you, King. We still got you. We just moving all our equipment into our new studio. Infinity Records Studio is now on 4th Street in between South and Lombard. If any artists looking at needing recording time, just holler at your boy. You know what I mean? But other than that, you know, we're just trying to make this good music and keep it moving.
Okay. All right. So what are we going to get into tonight?
All right. Now, last time you played the wrong one, but that was okay.
Not really.
Yeah, yeah. The track I want you to play is a mixtape track called R-U-N. Last time you played I'm All In. So play R-U-N.
That's too goddamn close.
Yeah, I know. That's why. I mean, it was an honest mistake. That's why I wasn't no big deal.
Yeah, I was like, shit, I'm thinking I'm doing the right thing, love. I was
the track name is R-U-N by artist GQ Infinity Records, LLC.
Let's see. Hold up. Let me see how I got that. Now, you are R-U-N, right?
Yes, R-U-N.
Okay. All right, there we go. You want to give them a Facebook, Twitter?
You can hit us up at itsmyurls.com/GQ. That gives you all our online presence. Official webpage, Facebook, videos, Twitter, the whole nine. You know what I mean?
All right, there
it is.
GQ,
and I'll put
baby.
My number on your Twitter if anybody want to holler at me about studio time. We have two internet radio stations, PhillyHotRadio.com. That's PhillyHott, radio.com, DMV, which is D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. We're going to be doing a Philly Hot Radio mixtape. I'll post that stuff on your page. You know, if y'all want to get at me, get at me.
Made me have to go put on some instrumental. You was going on. I
ain't
want to like.
Oh, all right. I'm sorry, baby.
It's all right.
You have a great show. Nothing but love and respect for you, Fire. All right.
There you go. GQ. Shout out to GQ, baby. Air It Out Radio.
Somebody need me, but something wrong with this nigga. Don't talk shit when I'm supposed to be recording. Fuck out of here. It's for the people. Talk to them. It's public. First off, shout out to people who on the grind. Hit the block, the clock, double shift over time.
Uh-huh.
I feel you,
yes, sir.
Been there too, even bills do an E-night air zoom to shine. Rat race, always play from behind. But anyway, we find a way to survive.
Yeah.
And fuck bitches who prissy princess to ride. Nose in the air, yeah, Leia thinking she fly. Honey, I'm in the 20s and you only a dime. Need at least a leash, your keys, smoke me a line. High off life, but I'm alright.
Pinstroke,
kinda like JJ, I'm down on mic. Tell my crooks money on y'all books, fly y'all kites. Get back, we gon' get that. We out all night, soon as your feet touch, take bro. Limousine, take home, refresh your dress code. You never been gone. In Philadelphia, we feed off peeps. How a boat won't stay afloat, so it makes your league playboy. I be your crutch to you on your feet. It's public, cue the light, I'ma help y'all see. Maneuver through the bullshit, proceed with potion. Give you my word, the booth is the pulpit. So what you waiting on? What you waiting for? Only thing waiting on you is the coffin.
Amen.
So between now and then, just saying, I ain't playing, bet it all to win. Taught to stand tall, never all you win. I got a block in the pot, nigga, all you win, all you can. It's what I ask you give, cause up, one time's all we got to live. Lot of good niggas locked down, lost the biz. You want a bad bitch, you lie, only cost the real shit. Ask Adam about Eve, be the first to tell you, fuck him exactly. Get your money up, M.O.B. If that ain't in your mental, that's the N.O.T. Youngin', shoot for the T.O.P. Focus, stay up on your J.O.B. Gotta crawl before you walk, cause you can't O.D. Cute dude numbers, crack thunder, O.K.C. Yup.
Y'all,
yo, what's going on? It's your boy Nate Nizzle. And if you're listening to this, it's obviously between 10 and 1 a.m. And you're listening to Air It Out Radio, hosted by That Chick Fire. If you want to hear some good music, check out my website at www.natenizzle.com. And hit me on Twitter at Nate Nizzle Says. I'm out.
Air It Out Radio, it's That Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. 347-677-1163. Shout out to Nate Nizzle. And shout out to Trey and Hancho and Dante Diesel. Make sure y'all hit them up on Twitter. I posted a couple of them in case y'all need to really follow each other. You know what I'm saying? That's what Air It Out is all about. You know what I mean? Collaborating and following each other and supporting each other with this whole thing. So definitely follow each other on Facebook and Twitter as well. All right. For those that do not know and did not hear me earlier, all right, the Black and Nobel, all right, is going down. I'm going to be there. Air It Out Radio, all the Air It Outers also will be there. September 8th, 1411 Erie Avenue, Philadelphia. Yay! And that's from 7 to 10. $5 to get in. DJ Freak Nasty is going to be on the ones and news, all right? Winner gets 4 weeks in the Metro and iPhone 3G, okay? So, listen, I want to tell y'all really quick about this rules to the 16th, this rap battle right here, okay? The first 16, you must include Air It Out Radio and Black and Nobel somewhere in there, okay? In order to move on, all right? The hottest 16, I'm going to pick 5 of them, and y'all moving on to the next round, okay? It's going to be a lot of motherfuckers disappointed because they're not understanding the rules to the whole process, all right? So it's just a little promo for Air It Out Radio and also Black and Nobel. But y'all must include Air It Out and Black and Nobel in that 16 in order to move on. And the hottest 5 is going to the next round. Like I said, the winners get the actual winner. They get 4 weeks in the Metro. And that's big. You know what I mean? A lot of people. So shout out to Metro. They my new sponsor. And shout out to Sweet Tooth Pastries. They'll be at the Air It Out Radio events. All right. So, you know, I try to look out for y'all. They come down to certain stuff, you know what I mean? Give y'all some goodies. And also, Fam Juice will be in the building as well. Shout out to Bones Beats. This is one of his beats right here. So, shout out to him. So, I want to get at him for some beats right there. So, if y'all want to send some beats in to me, y'all can send them to itsair.radio@gmail.com. All right, I'm going to post his Twitter up there in case y'all need some beats or whatever the case is from him. Tonight's topic is, all right, should an artist have to pay to get in the showcases and also, you know, pay to sell, like, sell tickets and stuff? What's your opinion on that? Y'all can hit me up on Twitter, too. All right, if y'all got my cell phone number, y'all can text me some of y'all answers, you know. And your opinion, you know, it's not wrong. So whatever you decide to say is cool. But at the end of the day, hit me up, Air It Out Radio on Twitter and Facebook. And Instagram, Fire Chick. I have an Instagram since a little bit earlier, but I got to get on there again. So shout out to everybody that's on Instagram. If you're not on Instagram, yes, put the game up. And y'all need to be on social cam too. Mine is That Chick Fire. So for those that do not know what social cam is, that's like Instagram, but like a video. You know what I mean? It's kind of the same thing. And let me tell you one good feature about social cam that I do like. I can post it right away, and it's way faster than YouTube. Because YouTube, you're waiting forever. You know what I mean? I can file it, and, like, within a minute, it's in there. Boom. Facebook, Twitter is done. You know, YouTube, you got to wait all that time, and, you know, it's just a headache. So, shout out to social cam. I fucks with them. All right? Big Bang is on Tuesday night. All right? Everybody gets in free till 10. Tell the DJ Freak Nasty, 101s and who's. QuestionGame.com, and they got to check them out as well. And Music Not. Okay, if y'all want some extra promo, they the ones to see. You know what I mean? Y'all still gotta promote yourself, but you know, they the ones to see. So make sure y'all hit them up on Twitter at MusicNotNumber1. Okay, so I'm gonna hit the lines up a little bit more and see where I'm going at. I'm gonna go to 7694 Air It Out Radio. Yep, hello,
hey, Fire.
Who's this? I can't hear you, babe.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Who's this?
This is Reese calling out of Philly. How you doing tonight, Kaya?
I'm good. I'm good. Hi, Reese. How are you?
I'm pretty well. Thanks so much for asking. As far as the topic tonight, I think that every artist should at least have, like, one give back concert every year. Maybe each year they can pick, like, a different location just to give back, because those prices do be unaffordable sometimes, but it doesn't mean you're less of a fan if you don't come to their concerts.
Hmm.
So that's how I feel about that.
Are you an artist yourself?
No, I'm not an artist, but I know a lot of aspiring artists who want, you know, up and coming. And actually, okay. I called in today to request a new request you probably haven't played before, but it's by Goldie Hawk. Are you familiar with him?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Goldie.
Yep, Goldie Hawk, Hulk Hogan. Yes, yeah. I was calling to see if you could play his In My Joint track.
Yeah, we definitely can get that in there. So are you on Twitter?
Yes, I'm on Twitter at Coco Reese, R-E-E-S-I-E. You can also follow me on Instagram. That's Coco Reese 2, C-O-C-O-R-E-E-S-I-E. And shout out to Air Out Radio. You guys be jamming. I really love it.
Thank you. We doing our thing. Make sure. Are you friends with me on Twitter? You gotta follow me. We gotta talk, you know, chit chat back and forth. You know what I mean?
No, you know what? My Twitter, I'm thinking about changing the name, but I think I might keep Coco Reese and then, you know, stay on that joint and actually follow you from there. But I was in a process of trying to, like, switch over everything from Facebook and just start everything fresh.
Okay. Well, either way, hit me up, you know what I mean? I like that name to it. It got a nice little ring to it, so you might want to keep that one. Nice
okay, no problem. Yeah. Thank you so much. You're doing an awesome job, girl.
Thank you. So what track we getting into for you? When you try to get
out? Yep, Am I Joined by Hulk Hogan. You guys may know him as Triple H. He's on Twitter as well, at Goldie Hawk.
What is it, In My Joint or On My Joint? Really On My Joint, right?
Really On My Joint.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one.
All right. Thank you
okay.
for coming up, babe. All
thank
right.
you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
All right, you too.
Hey, squad, I be really on my joint. You know. I be really on my joint, really on my joint, really on my joint, really on my joint. It's really going down, you a real silly clown. I be really on my joint, I'm really on my joint, really on my joint, really on my joint. I be really on my joint, pop really on my joint, really on my joint, really on my joint, really on my joint. I be really on my joint, I be really on my joint, really on my joint. I be really on my joint, pop really on my joint. It's really going down, you a real silly clown. I be really on my joint, I be really on my joint, really on my joint. I be really on my joint, really on my joint. I be really on my joint, really on my joint. I be really on my joint, really on my joint. I be really on my joint. I'm the breadwinner, so you want hair for dinner, deep in that water, you're no sooner, cause the bitch quicker than Edward Scissor, to write about thorough niggas, like we at the round table sitting, right with the royal pen, call me King Arthur, in that 300 like a Spartan, tape a bitches with caution, Jeepers creepers, to the living word like Jesus, black cross followers of Julius Caesar, Roman the cops of conflict with the Negroid people, hear no evil, see no evil, wine and spirits leave you, peace to God, preach not, teach ox, squeeze lock, won't sit you eavesdrop, then terrorize hooks and sleeve clips, core of all your circle, corny, you're floating, no, I say on my job, you can lack unemployment. I be really on my joint, really on my joint, really on my joint, really on my joint. It's really going down, you a real silly clown. I be really on my joint, I'm really on my joint, really on my joint, really on my joint. I be really on my joint, pop really on my joint, really on my joint, really on my joint, really on my joint. I be really on my joint, be really on my joint, really on my joint. I be really on my joint, pop really on my joint. It's really going down, you a real silly clown. I be really on my joint, I be really on my joint, really on my joint. I be really on my joint, really on my joint. I be really on my joint, really on my I be really on my joint, really on my joint, I be really on my joint. Never in the horse beat, chopping up my horse meat. Me and my dog fly, never in the story. Beautiful Taurus, with the grill poking out like a walrus. We got walrus, try stick, we got caught in the web. Charlotte, I'm a bitch, nigga, he's a city litter. I send my bitch to hit you, jack the ripper, smack your bitch ass. Laugh, echo, ride past, ride on E, but she's really gas. They think I'm the prophet, cause I have more burners than Elijah Muhammad. Killing these niggas like black on black violence. Smoke tree and spit far as fire. Why the dumb all out slick Rick, compulsive liar. Got your bitch molesting a pipe. She say you a blade like Wesley Knight. Now that's three strikes. Now that's three strikes. I be really on my joint, really on my joint, really on my joint, really on my joint. It's really going down, you a real silly clown. I be really on my joint, I'm really on my joint, really on my joint, really on my joint. I be really on my joint, pop really on my joint, really on my joint, really on my joint, really on my joint. I be really on my joint, I be really on my joint, really on my joint. I be really on my joint, pop really on my joint. It's really going down, you a real silly clown. I be really on my joint, really on my joint, really on my joint. I be really on my joint, really on my joint. I be really on my joint, really on my joint. I be really on my joint, really on my joint. I be really on my joint.
Bad bitches come to the crib, then don't answer the door. I ain't settling for no average or any category. At 14, she had an orgy. She not wifey, she unlikely. Boy, you better do the right thing like Spike Lee. I don't give a fuck, she a Pisces. All about that green thing. Bitch, get lost. Misunderstanding, communication off. Really, really, I need really on my door. My queen to move on. You're just a pause. Chop, Brooks, stay Dalmatians. Waiting to get safe by suck. Like in a mirror, that's a good look. Watch for the hook. Got the bitch over like a little wee pocketbook. Cuties, poppin' tags, with them shopping bags. I be stacking and spending, macking and pimping. Real mafia shit, bullet take the hair off your chin. Then I go chill with my family and kids. Family and kids.
Radio is that chick fire. What's going on, everybody? I'm really on my jaw. Really on my jaw. Cloud the high. What up, baby? I see y'all. I was trying to look for you on Twitter so I could tweet your track and everything. And hit me up on Twitter, man. I know you're listening. So hit me at 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk to abroad, okay? Hit the website at airitoutradio.net and leave me a comment in the about section. Say fire, you suck. Fire, what up? Leave your promo, whatever. You got any ideas for some topics or whatever the case is? Yeah, leave it right there. Okay, that's the spot to do it out. Do it at. So, out to everybody that's tuning in. Let me get down to some shout outs really quick. Like I said, Mr. Swagger, 512, Mr. High Def, what up, what up? HR, the producer, James Pesci, 215, what up, baby? And Scott, 82, and G Grove Entertainment. All right, and shout out to Lance London. What up? I'm going to be doing an interview with her pretty soon, so shout out to her. And the kid with 23. And anybody else I forgot, I would definitely get to you, so chill. All right, 347-677-1163. Tonight's topic is, should an artist have to pay to get into these events, or should you have to sell any tickets and take a pool? You think it should be free for all your artists? Like Hancho said, you know, make your own event up, you know, if that's the case. Have your own tours. We'll shop around to a couple of stores and ask if you have something and do your own thing. I mean, that's not a bad idea. You know, I think that if all y'all artists come together and, you know, y'all in groups or whatever, click, y'all could probably all just together and do your own thing at the end of the day, you know what I mean? And just have everybody come through, you know? So, shout out to all the artists out here grinding hard. I know it's hard for y'all. So if y'all need some flyers and logos, banners, covers, or whatever, graphics, hit up my girl, No Ordinary Graphics, right, on Twitter. Shout out to her. She's really going hard for me and with all my flyers and puts up with me at the last minute for my corrections and stuff like that. So shout out to Jackie and everything. Shout out to also my sister. She going hard, too. Y'all can hit her up at The Vocal Star, all right? The Vocal Star. And let me see what else I want to tell y'all. I'll wait for the end of the show. I pretty much threw that in there. Alright, hit me on Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio, and y'all can Instagram me at Fire Chick. I haven't got on Instagram yet while I'm in the show, but I'm going to get up there and get on that and see what's popping and see what's going on. I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. For those that do not know, you have to press 1 if you want to talk. I'm going to get to everybody, so just chill. I'm going to go to 3733, Air It Out Radio.
Yo, what's up, Fire?
What's up, what's up? Who's this?
Red Live, what's up?
Red Live.
Salute, salute.
My best kept secret.
That's what's up.
You're supposed to say that. Why am I saying your slogan?
I know. Happy holidays, yo.
Happy holiday to you.
Yo, man,
that
money.
It don't feel like a holiday to me.
It don't, because it's a fucking Monday still. Yo, but I was going to say, yo, that money situation with the jaw, man, keep it real, man. Artists, damn, they got to pay for every fucking thing nowadays, man. It ain't like it was back in the day, but, you know, niggas be like, yo, I'm going to be your manager, and I'm going to put this bread up, and we going to get on. I mean, you might have that every now and then, but, man, the music business is so fucked up, and niggas is so tight on that bread that artists got to pay for everything, it seemed like nowadays, so. is what it is, yo. So I'm not against it, you know what I mean? I think that kind of money, though, $300, me personally, I would pay that for, like, to open up for 2 Chainz, a French Montana, somebody.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the numbers I'm getting, you know what I mean? To open up for somebody that's already, like, real major, but anything, like, one time a guy gave me the idea, he's like, yo, if you want to perform at my album release party, you got to buy 10 tickets for $7, and you get a, you know, a 10-minute set or something like that. I'm like, shit, I'm cool with that. I did that, and then when I started throwing my parties, my little shows, I did the same thing, and it's making it a little more accessible for a person to be like, yeah, because then they don't have the responsibility to worry about the promotion, like the other brothers said, the security and the venue, because all that shit costs money, so.
Right, right. I'm dying to hear some promoters' point of view, too, you know what I mean? Well, I know Trey was on, but I mean some actual, like, real heavy hitters like Rick Lowe or, you know, Honest Fire. You know, I hope one of them hit the lines up and see his profits, so, you know, give their opinion about that. But anyway, what's going on with you? Where you been?
Well, you know, just the same. Artists got paid for everything. So it's like, you know, I'm putting some of my pieces together, man, really trying to know where I want to go. I was hanging some posters up last week for my cousin K-Mag, and shout out to K-Mag. Like, that was, it brought, you know, because I'm about to put my posters up, but I just didn't want to just get 200 or 300. I wanted to have enough to cover 3 states, so I'm kind of, like, just chilling, waiting for that. But in the process of hanging his, it brought back how fun it was and how much recognition you get. I mean, we went through the first 100, and before, by the time we got to Broad and Lehigh, it was like, niggas was calling the phone, and people was pulling over, and, you know, it was just crazy, man. It was crazy. My cousin, man, he real popular boy, man. So.
That's what's up. Shout out to K-Mac.
Yeah.
And I'm going through something where I'm just waiting for Rug, you know, he real busy boy, and he that situation with the studio, when that happened, a lot of my music got caught in the middle of that shit, like, and I'm just trying to make sure I'm a perfectionist, so, I mean, I've sold 5,000 copies of my CD already, but, you know, before I go a little bit further to start taking it to Atlanta and Orlando and all that,
What happened? You pausing. What you pausing for? Hello? You there? Ran live. Okay, he got a little situation going on with his phone or whatever. He's still in the line, but all right, so anyway, listen, hopefully he'll come back on. Okay, now he's gone. But anyway, Project Ran Live and everybody tuning in so far. I'm gonna go into one of his tracks because by the time he comes back on, we won't wind up doing to another song or whatever the case is. I want to keep the show going. Todd Duran Live, make sure y'all hit him up on Twitter and Facebook. I know he, like, very seldom is on, but, you know, shout out to him. And, you know, let me see if I can get to one of his tracks really quick. Make sure y'all Instagram me at Fire Chick. You know what I mean? If y'all on y'all Instagram, y'all need to step y'all social cam up, too. All right, y'all social cameras, get it together, all right? Y'all can hit me up on That Chick Fire if y'all on social cam. I'll be posting my little bullshit up on there, and, you know, see what I can post and whatnot, you know, all kind of goofy stuff. But anyway, we're going to get into Ran Live, and this is Niggas Talk Shit featuring Ines.
Ruggy B Funk, what up? Yo, Kenny, what up? Back came, I got your nigga Ran Live, Ines shit. No, I'm rockin'. Yeah, niggas talk shit when I ain't around. But when I come through, it's handshakes and pounds. AKs and 4 pounds is all I really play with.
So what's your life? You ain't gonna say shit.
Niggas talk shit when I ain't around. But when I come through, it's handshakes and pounds. AKs and 4 pounds. Yo, say the wrong thing and end up in a body bag. I be with dimes while you spend your last on scallywag. You
3 on South Street, skinny jeans, Ruba bag. Your niggas broke, and mine got a lot of cash. Say the wrong thing, I turn your shirt to a collider fad. Yeah, Rita water ice his ass. Have him in a mall freezer with a toe tag. My money on Selecta, I got that ancient cash. I go shopping, pop out my pocket, then it do a dash. Yeah, being 20 on the freeway. In the jail cell, screaming fucking free man. My name ring bells, Morgan Freeman. I do a lot of different drugs cause I need them. Yeah, in the pressure study building up. Excited cause I'm World Trade type blowing up. Something vicious is daily crazy, it's catastrophic. I get the freaks loose, goose juice, gin and tonic. Strap a rubber on and knock them out the fucking park. Barry Bonds breaking records, no, I'm breaking hearts. It's funny cause I got more haters than Kevin Hart. Shit, I ain't around, but when I come through it's handshakes and pounds. AKs and 4 pounds is all I really play with.
So what sounds like me? You ain't gonna say shit.
Niggas talk shit when I ain't around, but when I come through it's handshakes and pounds. AKs and 4 pounds is all I really play with. So
what sounds like me?
Wow.
You ain't gonna say shit.
In the middle with a mat, slingshot nest, I'm a loud pack boy. All my niggas in the trap, all my niggas where you at? Yeah, you can rap, but if a nigga busts us, you gon' bust back. You can't touch that with a 10-foot pole. Young Nash, little that, but they look old. Nigga can't talk to me if he ain't push gold. Put a foot up your ass, now my foot swole. It's a good times roll. Nigga walk around like the devil done took my soul. I'm a goon, so you know I got goon. That guy goon, that's on foot patrol. Man ran live, every time he step up to the plate, we gon' win by landslide. Put that on my great-great-grandma. Boom with the landmine. Had a look to the sky, no bow. All I represent is the 5 to the 4. All Y and get live at the show. Top of the night, then bop, then we go. Bop everybody that's not in the know. Been there, done that, got to the dough. And I'm red hot, better drop to the flow. Shine when we shine, mouth to the glow. Mouth to the glow.
I ain't around, but when I come through it's handshakes and pounds. AKs and 4 pounds is all I really play with.
So what sounds like me? You ain't gonna say shit.
Niggas talk shit when I ain't around, but when I come through it's handshakes and pounds. AKs and 4 pounds is all I really play with. So
what sounds like me? You ain't gonna say shit.
Air It Out Radio is that Chick Fire. What up? Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Make sure y'all Instagram me at Fire Chick. Get the lines up 347-677-1163. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Shout out to people that's hitting me up on Facebook. Shout out to my girl Kiki. She's tuning in for the first time. I think this is her first time. I'm tuning in. I'm talking to her on Facebook and all that good stuff. So Air It Out Radio, Facebook, Air It Out Radio, Twitter, Facebook, all that good stuff. I got like 6 pages, so if y'all friends with me on either or, please bear with me. I'm trying to get to everybody. Shout out to my assistant, V Vocal Star. Y'all can hit her up on Twitter as well. Shout out to everybody that went out to the Budweiser Made in America event. You know, my feet are still hurting right now. Okay, I couldn't stand over there in the crowd. You know what I mean? Like, we had a good, I was positioned up to be in that crowd, but I couldn't do it, man. It was too damn hot. So shout out to everybody that was up there and rocking real close to the stage. My assistant, she had a good, you know, view of Jay-Z and all that, and Mr. West. And I couldn't do it, man. It was too hot. People was passing out and all that good stuff, so I couldn't do it. So shout out to them for having the patience to do all that. Let me see. Let me give a couple more shout-outs real quick. Shout-out to Pat, 82, Anthony Duvall, and I hope I'm saying that right. I want to miss your name. Shout out to Burns 215-ish. He's probably going to kill me for that, but, you know, I'm terrible. I'm the worst one to, you know, be shouting out y'all names. And also T Green. So shout out to them and Mick Buddha. All right. Shout out to all y'all that's tuning in. Shout out to my girl Sparkles, you know what I mean? The R&B chick, you know what I mean? That was down with R. Kelly. And I know she hit me up on Twitter as well, and she gave her opinion as far as the topic as well. She said, hell no, they shouldn't be paying. Okay? But anyway, back to what I was about to say.
Air It Out Radio. September the 8th will be in the building at Black and Nobel, 1411 Erie Avenue. Come through. Shout out to Get In. Shout out to DJ Freak Master. He'll be there on the ones and twos. The winner will get 4 weeks in the Metro and an iPhone. So bring your A game. This is a rap battle, okay? You must say Air It Out Radio and Black and Nobel somewhere in the first 16, and then you'll move on. All right, at the end of the day, we're going to keep it moving. I'll call your last 4 digits of your phone number. I'm talking to you. Let me see. Where am I at right now? I'm at 9691, Air It Out Radio.
What's going on, Fire? It's your boy, Illadelph.
Illadelph, what up?
I'm on my grind, man, working hard. Got to be at my 9 to 5 in the morning. So, you know, I appreciate the love.
Always, always. That's the life of an entertainer. Work and, you know, hustling at the same time.
Yeah, so you got a mouth to feed, you know what I'm saying? And when you're doing this off the strength of your own pocket, to make sure that things get done at the same time, I got to be a pop, man. I got princesses I got to raise, you dig?
Aww, princesses, that's cute. So what's up? This is the first time on the line. You know, usually I have my snacks and everything. Y'all lucky. Y'all don't be smacking y'all no more. You know what I mean? But so, you from Philly, right? Originally?
Yeah, born and raised in North Philadelphia. Grew up in Raymond Rose's projects when it was high rises. So I'm graduated from Strawberry Mansion. So I'm familiar with my home, you dig?
Okay, okay. So Strawberry Mansion now, they say that's a bad area. Is that true?
I don't know. Too many places that ain't bad anywhere. You know what I mean? It depends on where you live. To me, you know what I mean? It wasn't that bad. I grew up there, so I'm accustomed to it. But to somebody on a outside looking in, you know, you can say what you want.
Right, right. Okay. When you think of Strawberry Mansion, it sounds like it's a sweet ass place, right? Like, yo, I want to
like
go.
Like, remember that cartoon Strawberry Shortcake?
Yeah, like, that's where I want to go. Strawberry Mansion? And, like, that shit is fly as shit.
Yeah.
All right. So, what's your opinion about the topic? Do you think that artists should have to pay? Do you think that they should, you know, have to sell tickets?
I listened to I guess he was a promoter, the one, I think he was like two people ahead. Now when I performed at the Coast to Coast and I did the industry mixer, what they did, and also at Arts Garage, what they did was you'll pay your little entry fee and then you sell a ticket, you know what I'm saying? You sell the tickets and you get your money back. So I kind of got accustomed to that. I mean, nah, we don't, you know, artists got to pay for everything and everything. But coming into this business, you understand that you got to pay to play anyway. You know what I'm saying? So it's a twofold business now. And then, like I believe you said it, or I think the other person said it, you know what I'm saying? At the same time, the music industry or the business that we're in, it's a hustle. And part of hustling is grinding. And if you're going to grind, what better way to make your money back than to sell you? So selling tickets shouldn't be nothing. I mean, I've done shows to where I've put out maybe $250, $300. Like I said, Coast to Coast, you had to pay $300 at the door, and I flew all the way to Atlanta for that. So when I flew to Atlanta to do that, I see, of course, I'm going to sell those tickets when they get me because I got my money back. I made more, you know, selling those tickets because I can sell them at whatever I want to sell them. You know what I'm saying? So if you can't hustle yourself, then, you know what I mean, something wrong with you. It's the best product you could ever sell is yourself. You know, and it just so happened that I got a good team, you know what I mean, a team full of hustle. My man Marty Millions does all my promo. Don, Sharon, Monet, and my own, you know, even my uncle, you know what I'm saying? So if you got people in your camp that's helping you, selling tickets ain't nothing, man, you know what I mean? So to me, I think you got to give to get. So paying your way in only to get your money back is not a problem. Like what you doing, I've never been to any of your events, but I've been listening to people talk about you, and I've been following up via YouTube and stuff like that. So what you do is legit. I got to give you props. Like I said, I haven't been there, but from what I see, your work speaks volumes, and $10 to get in is a blessing, because nowadays niggas dropping like $250, $300, $500 to get into some of these sets. So what you doing, you ain't got no choice but to prosper. You like a diamond in the rough. So
But that's why I see a lot of people at the event, because it is cheap, and then you do have a crowd, you know what I'm saying? So, and then I offer a lot, you know, I feed them, and I give y'all juice, and plus I got to get some money. And plus I
giveaway stuff. Shout out to Friday and all my, you know, sponsors and stuff like that. You know, I give away a lot of certificates and I give away tickets to go to shows. So, like, they fuck with me at the end of the day. So, you know. It's not bad for $5 or $10.
It's not, though. It's not. And the thing about it, like I said, people like you right now don't exist. You know what I'm saying? So you're guaranteed to get a bigger audience. You're guaranteed because what that says to me, that price right there says to me is, yo, I'm in this for the love of the music. And I know money tight, so I'm giving you a platform to showcase your talent because it's about the artist. And people don't think about the artist. Everybody think about that quick fast one hit wonder that's going by the end of the summer ain't gonna be worth nothing. You know what I'm saying? But you're giving an artist a chance to give out timeless music, and that's what the game needs, timeless music. But if you charging them prices to where they gotta compromise their rent and a place to stay, you know, in order to get one song out there that ain't gonna last a summer, then that's you know what I mean? Then you're killing yourself.
And also, I would like to add that I do have pictures and videos that I post up of the artists, too. So y'all getting that, too. And that's free.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get a little sign.
Well, you're doing your thing. And like I said, it's definitely a blessing to know somebody like you. And one thing, you know, when people do good, good often comes back. It might be a little hell in the process, but at the end of the day, you get what you reap. What you sow is what you reap. And, sweetie, you reaping a major blessing. It's coming.
I get hell from the promoters. Some of the promoters do not like me because I do this. Because I think I mess up their situation sometimes. But at the end of the day, it's like, you know, I'm kind of forcing them to do the $5 event and stuff like that. And to give money away.
Or step their game up.
So,
never stop being you. Originality is a must. And if this is what's getting you where you need to be, doing how you do it, then by all means, shorty, live your life. Live your life. Like, this is helping other people, man, and that's what it's all about. Because, like I said, for the time that you have on the show right now, you give ample time for artists to just discuss them. Who does that now? They, you know, most radio people or radio personalities are cutting the artists off before they even get a chance to talk about the first song that they've ever done. So you got a major platform.
I cut them off sometimes.
Yeah, I dig. But I mean, it is what it is.
I got to. You know what I mean? I got to cut them off because, you know, be a lot of artists on the line. They be like, fire, come on. You talking too much. So I get the tweets and the texts and, you know, all that stuff. But shout out to all the artists, man, that's patient on the line. So you know what it is. But anyway, about you. What's going on with you?
Well, I got my mixtape out. I'm ready. It's on that piff. Right now, I'm working on my CD, which will be released in November. It's called 215. I currently got a song that I just did for an up-and-coming author/playwright. I did the theme song for that play. Soundwave Music Group made the beat. The song is called Living Your Life, and that's the theme for that play. And I also did one for her book, Sharon Monet, on Twitter. She's at Ms. Monet. Look her up. The play release on September 26th. So if you get a chance, look her up. Get more info. As for me, man, I just got two songs submitted for the Grammy. So it's good to know some people.
Wow.
Still a lot of things in work. Like I said, if you need killer promotion, best person to hit for me has been doing everything for me. My man, Marty Millions. Just like that. Marty Millions with a Z at the end. You can find, you need to know anything about me, hit him up on Twitter. He'll know. And all my booking information is out. He handles a lot of stuff for me. Between him and Ms. Monet, they handle a lot of stuff for me. I got a lot more stuff in work. I got like tons of blogs floating around. I just found out today, so I can finally start telling people Google me. And I'm actually working on a video right now for my single, which is I'm Ready. So I'm grinding, man. I'm grinding.
Okay. All right. Wow. That's
I gotta feed my
here.
Princesses. You know what I mean?
I know that's right. You said princesses. So you got two, you got three.
I got four, actually.
Whoa.
Yeah, well, I mean, I made my family when I was serving in the Marine Corps because I served 12 years as a Marine. I just came home July of 2011 last year. So
busy as hell.
Yeah, I'm working. Every aspect of life.
I see. All right. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm glad you called in, though. You know what I mean? You're a newbie and whatnot, virgin to the line. That's what's up. All right. So, what are we going to get into tonight? You want to give me your Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff?
Yes, ma'am. You can currently find me on my website, which is IAmIlladelph.com. You can find me on Twitter at Illadelph2012, not Illadelphia Fire, but Illadelph2012, IlladelP2012. Also on Instagram, it's the same thing, IlladelP2012, and you can find me on Twitter. Just type in Illadelph and my fan page will pop up, and you can leave your comments and all that on there.
Illadelph. Look, I'm terrible with names, so don't. Until I get to know you, listen, until I get to know you, that's what it is. So, you know, y'all just gotta excuse me, you know.
Hey, you know what? So many people were saying that, though. I started to name my CD215, I started to call it Illadelphia. You know what I mean? That's because everybody was like, Illadelphia, Illadelphia. So,
it's kind of close, you know. All right, so what track we getting into tonight?
I sent you two, but I want to go with that I'm Ready. Since it's my single, I'm going to run with that I'm Ready. This is a collabo that, like I said, once again, my friend, close friend, Sharon Monet hooked up the collabo with my man, ML of Truth, from Mississippi, and we just put it together and made it work. I'm Ready.
Okay. There it is. Air it on radio.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Brace yourself for the main event. I'm in the building, two verses, two rounds. And yeah, I'm gonna kill him. I'm a stick, I'm a jab, I'm a throw a punchline. And I plan to rock his mind with an open punchline. It's crunch time, I let you last too long. You exposed your chin, now I'm moving in strong. Right hook, followed up with an uppercut. You covering up, cause the body shaft is running amok. I'm in rage, here's a argument. There's no doubt about it, I'm the undisputed. Saved by the bell, all hell, it's about to break loose. You throwing in the town, now you wanna call a truce. I'm like, nah, I kick the towel back in the crowd. You misled hip-hop, and now you're going down. You take a jab as if your face was a speed bag. Body shots will make you cringe and get mad. You got dropped like a bad sad. Now your corner is mad, cause I took what you had. I'm like, dang, it's easy to establish myself in this game. When most of you rappers is rapping the same, say my name.
It's about that time, I'ma let you niggas know I'm coming. Yeah, I got my money right and I ain't on that front end. Hold up, let me get some of that right there. Say my name, like you already know it. Wipe me down, let me get my shine on. Yeah, I got my money, cause I got my grind on.
Yeah.
Radio. It's that Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, ArrowRadio.net. Shout out to all my Arrowriders that's listening tonight. All right. Check the website out, man. Leave a comment in the About section. Let me know how my show is. Or what y'all got any ideas or whatever the case is. Y'all got any ideas on topics or whatever. You know what I mean? I'm open-minded. Some shit I'm going to shoot down. But it is what it is. You know what I mean? But, you know, some stuff, like, y'all be having good ideas. So I'm open-minded to it. But I won't never know what it is unless you tell me. So the comment section in the About. The About section is a little box there. So click on that or show some love and just leave your Facebook, Twitter, whatever the case is, all right? Shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. Hit Music Notch up. Music Notch number one, all right, on Twitter. And they can promote all your stuff, videos, and all that good stuff. And they got a lot of good stuff going on, you know what I mean? They're really, really big. Y'all need to pay attention to them, all right? Shout out to Big Bang on Tuesday night. I think I'm going to fly to roll and see what's popping over there, all right? 21 and up. Everybody's in. Before it's 10, you're getting free, all right? Shout out to DJ Freak Nasty on the ones and twos. He be getting in there playing his little old school stuff. So shout out to him. He'll be at the Bars versus Bars event on September the 8th, all right? And if y'all want to come in and y'all want to pay for the October event, y'all always welcome to do that and pay for it in advance. So y'all have to wait in the line because the Air Dot Radio Villa for enough. It'd be like 70 to 80 artists out there, you know what I'm saying? So... And for those that don't know, please go to YouTube at Air It Out Radio and check out some of the events and some of the things that I've been into so far so y'all can kind of get an idea of what Air It Out Radio it is. That's why you need to check the website out, airitoutradio.net. And if y'all want to know any of the events that's going on, go to the events section at airitoutradio.net and y'all can find out the rules and anything that's going on that y'all need to know, or y'all can hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, or just text me, whatever the case is, all right? Talk to everybody that's tuned in so far. We're going to go to, let me see, where am I at right here? We're going to go to 7500. That's you, Chris.
Hello?
Who's your mama? Sorry, so.
Hey.
Who's your mama? What's going on? What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. What's good, Fire? How you doing?
I'm good, I'm good. Who is this?
Young Eden.
Who is it?
Eden. Young Eden.
Eden.
Yeah.
Young Eden, what the deal? From New York, right?
Yeah, New York, the BX, you know, city that never sleeps and all that.
I know that's right. Okay. What part of New York you in?
The Bronx.
The Bronx. I love how y'all say that, the Bronx. You know what I mean? Okay, all right. So what's going on with you, Eden? Have you been listening to the topic? Do you know what the topic is?
Yeah, I know what the topic is, but...
Okay, now, I know New York, they be having them high-ass showcases, so
yeah.
What's your opinion about this? This should be like $500 to get in that, but...
I know, it's like... Now, personally, I'm looking at it from two point of views, that it is like, from the promoter point of view, at the end of the day, he still got to eat, so, I mean... But he got to charge for the artist to perform, but, like, sometimes the prices be too high, it's like... If
right.
The artist isn't really benefiting from the showcase, it really shouldn't be that high. But if the artist himself could afford it, I mean, it shouldn't be a problem or like something like that. But me personally, I wouldn't want to pay like $200, $300 to perform. Like $20, $30, I'll pay it because like, I feel like if I'm getting some type of exposure, I'll do the show and stuff. But I mean, you gotta look at it from both ways, though. The
right.
Artist himself don't want to waste a lot of money, but the promoter himself, at the end of the day, got to make a couple of dollars in his pocket. So, I mean, it's like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, it works both ways. I mean, but as the artist, of course, they don't want to pay nothing. You want to just go in and perform and go in, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I totally understand. So, Young Eden, what's going on with you up in New York?
I'm chilling, man. It's like, I'm making a group called Young Kings because I feel like we the new kings coming up, like the underrated underground hip hop artists. Like it's me and my bro Diddy the Prince. Shout out to him, by the way. So we just doing things. I submitted my song to Coast to Coast Mystic.
Oh yeah.
Like, yeah, I got a couple of votes there, but it's like I'm still trying to get more so I could get on the Mystic And I recently got an email from them giving me a ticket to come network with them at the Andrew C. Mixer. They're coming in New York. They're coming to my city. They're coming to my town. So I'm going to go show love and all that. So I'll probably be in the building with my bro chilling, you know.
Yeah, coast to coast is tough, ain't they? It's hard to get in that bus unless you touch.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely be there, too. I'm turning everything on. I'm going to have the crowd hype and all that.
That's what's up. So what kind of artist would you say that you are?
Huh?
What kind of artist would you say that you are?
I'm a hip-hop/R&B artist, I got to say.
Are you be singing and shit?
Well, I could write songs, but like, I don't got the
voice
to sing, so I write them. But I could rap hip hop and R&B. It's like I try not to get too cocky, but I could see I'm naturally gifted. So if any artists out there know how to sing and need a songwriter, holler at me. You know, I know I be writing them things.
That's what's up. It's good to see y'all multitask. You know, instead of just doing one. I said it's good to see y'all multitasking, not just do one thing. So that's good.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, where they can reach you?
Oh, yeah. The Facebook is YOUNG. Press the spaceball, EDEN. That's Young Eden. That's my Facebook. You can reach me there. Send me a request or like the fan page. I accept all my fans and all that. With the Twitter is at FLYKIDEDEN. That's Fly Kid Eden. Follow me, and yes, I do follow back. Show love to the music. You know, let me know what y'all think and all that. So that's it for me.
All right, now you got the little accent going on. What's your nationality?
I'm African. I'm from Togo, West Africa.
Really? I thought she was going to say Spanish or something. I'm so serious. My bad. I'm way off, right? Okay.
Yeah, way all right, off.
Smack
good
for me.
Out of the way.
Right? You like, what's that other African name, Michael Black?
Michael Blackson.
Yeah, Michael Blackson. He is funny, isn't he? Yeah, he's funny. He said one time, he was like, what the hell he said? He's talking about his girl wanting him to go to the beach and get a tan. He said, bitch, I am done. So anyway, you want to give him your Facebook Twitter one more time, babe? You still there? Okay, we lost him. All right, we're going to get into his track. I got it right here. Shout out to Young Eden. We're going to get into My Night. All right, Air It Out Radio.
It's YK. It's YK. Young Kings. Toast to the BS. Yeah. Young Kings, baby,
yeah.
We gon' do it right. And my team on the ride, so we are right. Never let these hitters put you down, they gon' bite. Off our swag, they wanna be us, but it's out night.
It's my night, it's my night, it's my night, it's my night, it's my night. It's my night.
Tell them haters we was born to win.
It's my night, it's my night, it's my night, it's my night, it's my night.
Tell them haters we gon' do it big. Said I'm waving to these haters like it's my night. You know I'm shining in the dark like a nightlight. I'm on the road to riches, taking care of all this business. I'm about to blow up like a ball, they say I'm really sick. Watch me like a TV show, he said she wanna do me. Cause I'm hotter than a jacuzzi, make a couple scenes on movies. So he blow me like a fan, say I'm hotter than a fan. So I tell her we can kick it, baby girl, don't take a chance. Party like a rock star, flashy like a cop car. Catch me on the dirt bike, I be speeding like a NASCAR. Ha. Shorty say she love it swagged out. I be getting all this money, brown paper bag dough.
Yeah, Young Kings, baby,
yeah.
We gon' do it right.
Right.
And my team on the ride, so we are right. Never let these haters put you down, they gon' bite.
Right.
Off our swag, they wanna be us, but it's out night.
It's my night, it's my night.
Man, I work so hard, even though that's the journey's light.
see young kids, them haters to the strike. Man, I bought so hard, feel like champions at the blade up tonight. Cause I be doing my thing, going hard like I'm trying to get a ring. Over here, trying to learn how to sing. Got a couple bad bro, but it like be still. But you know how I feel, feel kinda ill with summertime. And I'm just trying to chill, so one, two, shot to the head. I'm boy, I'm feeling real.
Young kings, baby, yeah, we gon' do it right, right. And my team on the ride, so we are right, yeah. Never let these haters put you down, they gon' bite. Off our sweat, they wanna be us, but it's all night.
It's my night, 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 it's my night.
Tell them haters we was born to win.
It's my night, it's my night, it's my night, it's my night, it's my night. Tell them haters we gon' do it big.
It's my night, do whatever I decide with the bullshit, man. I'm tied to fight for you, hating ass girl. So it aside, my name is Momo. I came to party. Bad bitch, fuck me the Barbie. Right. The juice is only fucking Harvey. Right. Laid up on my night, cause it's the trash bitches I do it hard. I'm a fire flip fitter when I'm the heater. Popping that sweater, they'll follow me the litter. My night, I'ma live it up. It's a rock bottle, we gon' drink it up. We ain't got no time for the bullshit. It's all I ask to, bitch, get up. They say, they recognize me. And the fame is already like fame. So I fought and I overcame all the bullshit that they proclaim. Said I'm loving who I became. Been reborn, I don't remember my name. My past, my future fame. Cause the throne really never gon' change.
Young kings, baby, yeah, we gon' do it right,
right.
And my team on the ride, so we are right,
right.
Never let these haters put you down, they gon' bite.
Right.
Off our sweat, they wanna be us, but it's all night.
Night. It's my night, 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 it's my night.
Tell them haters we was born to win.
It's my night, 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 it's my night.
Tell them haters we gon' do it big.
Air It Out Radio is at Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all pressing 1 if y'all want to talk to me. I'm going to go to 0455 Air It Out Radio. What to do? 0455, that's you. Last 4 digits.
Hello?
What up, what up? Who's this?
Philadelphia Gates. What's going on?
What's going on? How are you?
Chilling, everything solid, D. How y'all doing?
We good, we good. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I don't know if you heard the topic or not, but the topic tonight is, do you think that artists should have to pay or sell tickets? What's your opinion on that?
Should artists have to pay and sell, or sell tickets?
Yeah.
It depends on the situation. What you mean, like, as far as for their shows?
Yeah, showcases and stuff.
No, I never agree with that. It don't make no sense to me. You know what I mean? Like,
everybody's
Bible
should
just support them.
Do you think it's a certain amount? Do you think it should be a certain amount that they pay? Or, you know, 200 or 300 is too much? Or you just don't like it all together?
I don't like it all together, but if we can meet in the middle, everybody should have to pay something, but not those 200 or 300.
Okay. That's cool. That's fair. Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Right.
Okay. All right. So what's going on with you?
Same old, just networking. You know what I mean? Twitter at Philadelphia.
You there? Hello?
Hello?
You there?
Do you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up with everybody phone today?
You know that new smartphones, man. We too dumb for these smartphones.
Uh-oh. Okay. So give me a Twitter again.
Here's a Twitter at Philadelphia. Twitter at Philadelphia. Right, right. Okay. We got the Bulls mixtape coming out. Me, Vinny Showboat, Tony Monto. You know what I mean? We just moving, man. Support the SK movement. 50SK movement to feed a billion kids for the next 5 years. And I mean, you buy an SK energy shot and feed one child. So that's what we pushing from Philadelphia, though. North Philadelphia.
Okay,
all right.
Alright, so are you coming to my event October 6th? I got one September the 8th, and you know, that's a freestyle battle, but I also have the Aired Out Radio Villa tour, so that's always good to come to.
Right, we definitely be there. October's going to be free, right?
Okay. He said he's going to be
gang,
free, right?
Me gang will definitely be in the building to support.
Okay. All right. So who is this track under? Is it under you or is it under somebody else? Who's the track under? Because I'm not seeing you.
It's under me gang, period. That's what we call it. I mean, it's just me, Vinny Showboat. Remember Philadelphia, Vinny Showboat, and Tony Manto on that particular song?
Oh, yeah, it's under Vinny. That's what it is.
Right, Vinny
yeah.
Showboat. Right.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I was like, I don't got it. All right, so...
I'm on the second verse.
You on the second verse? Look, he pointed out and everything. I'm on the second verse.
Yeah, you gotta let everybody know. I mean, it's all about the whole movement, though. But I mean, the movement's so big, you gotta let people know where you at, where you fit in that. I'm on the second verse. Philadelphia, that's me. Vinny Showboat first, Tony Manto last.
Okay. You know what? I'm having a little bit of trouble finding this door. Hold on. So, all right, hopefully we can find this one. I don't want no problems with nobody's track today. I'm trying to get everybody in here. You know what I mean? So,
yep, so I mean.
You got any other shows coming up that you're coming to? You performing at?
Whatever I get the invite to, I try my best to pop up because I got a lot of things we try to do, period. You know what I mean? In and out of the city, so whenever it depends on the date. If I'm open that date up there.
Okay. You be going at the Arts Garage and all that, or no?
I've been down there a couple of times. I need to go more, though. I just went down there to support or some PSP when I got a show when I made up now, you know what I mean?
What show is that?
Huh?
What show is that?
I've been coming out to support other artists.
Oh, okay.
Down at the Arts Garage of Mills Creek and all that. But soon I'm gonna give them a little bit of me because I ain't with the free show thing. But I came to the conclusion that you gotta show some love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. All right.
So I'm gonna go. I mean, let the people hear what they got, what they wanna hear.
Right. All right. Well, listen, I'm having a hard time finding your track. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna keep the show moving. I need you to hold on for me. I don't want you to go anywhere.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So. Hold on, we're going to get into your track. I don't want to, you know, not play it. So just hold on if you can, and I'm going to keep it moving, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going away. All right. Red Eye Radio is at your fire. We're going to keep it moving. I'm going to go to, since I'm jumping out of line here, I'm going to go to 6042, Red Eye Radio. Who's this? Hello? You there? 6042, that would be you. Hello? All right, look. Y'all niggas got to get it together. All right? I know y'all new and everything. All right, listen. I call your last 4 digits of your phone number. I know some of y'all are clicking over and switching and stuff like that. So if you drop out of place and I come to you, I don't come to you until after I done got to everybody else. So please pay attention to what's going on. Because once I pass you, I don't go right back to you. All right? So, I'm going to try this again. 6042, you there? Okay. All right. Also, I want y'all to know that the show is pre-recorded, so I don't want y'all to be like, you didn't call me. Y'all can always go back and listen to the show and hear your number being played and hear your number being called out. So, anyway, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to 4466 Air Out Radio with the Duff. Hello? Y'all there? Maybe it's my end. Let me keep it moving, all right. 1819.
You.
There you go. See, I know it wasn't me. Who's this? Air It Out Radio.
Hi, that chick is Goldie High.
Goldie? You know what? You're a little sneaky something-something. Somebody, look, somebody called in and requested your song. But that's good, though. Look, hey, I ain't mad at you.
Hey. What's up?
I'm good. What's up with you?
You know, I'm trying to be a part of everything.
I know, that's right.
You know
ain't nothing wrong with that.
Black to Black and Noble on what's that, Saturday?
Oh, yeah, you coming through? You want to participate?
Yeah, I'm coming through. I'm coming through. I'm ahead of Ink Pen Guardian, what's that, Volume 2, Philadelphia Experiment on deck. Then you got the joint, what's that, 10-8, 10-6?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just trying to be alive to everything.
That's my birthday, by the way, so I expect y'all to come bearing gifts.
Oh,
I
yeah.
don't care if it's a lollipop. Y'all better bring something. Damn it.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
You had a question. One of your questions.
Yes.
Was,
the topic tonight is, you know, what is your opinion as far as the artist, you know, paying to perform or selling tickets? Do you think they should? Do you think it'd be too high, or you think it should be free?
I think you gotta put up your cream and chase your dream. Like, I think you gotta pay your way. Like, you gotta put out to get back. Like, you gotta invest in yourself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's going to cost, but you know what I'm saying? The bigger picture, you know what I'm saying, is about investing in yourself. You know what I'm saying? And chasing your dreams. And sometimes you gotta put up your cream to chase your dream.
Right. That's true. You gotta put up that bread. You know, some of y'all want to get the hookup all the time, and it ain't
going to
be like
that. It costs to be the boss.
There you go. Exactly. All right, so what's going on? Why?
Well, you know, Ink Pen Guardian, Volume 2, Philadelphia Experiment. I'm hand in hand with that. You know, Master P out the trunk with it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I will have that at the Black and Noble on Saturday. You know what
I'm
saying?
Oh, you coming through? Are you
going to
be in it? Are you
going to
be in it?
I'm trying to be in that joint, definitely.
Oh, what?
Definitely. Yeah, I do that.
That's
you know
what
I'm saying? I write music, but I do freestyle. Like, that is, you know what I'm saying? That's my twist.
Word.
You know
what that's what I'm talking about. That's right. Get yours. That's what you got to do. You got to just, you know what I mean, go for it at the end of the day. Get in there and get it. All right. So, well, what? So you do the battles and you just write regular.
Well, that's how I started. Like by 13, I was battling. You know what I'm saying? But then battling ain't gonna get you. They want to hear music. They want to hear songs. Can you write music? Can you write hits?
That's true.
Yeah, I mean
that is so true.
But that's
they
what my heart is.
Yeah.
That's it. But, yeah, I ain't gonna hold you too long, but I do got a request.
What's your request? No.
I'm trying to hear that Patron and Exotic.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Let's see if we got it. What song did we play? I forgot what song she played when she called up. Or whatever the case was.
You on my joint?
Yeah, some shorty caught up for you. You know what I mean? You got the honeys on your tops or whatever. Yeah, we got that in here. You said you want the exotic?
Yeah, Patron and Exotic.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and introduce it for me, babe.
Okay, this is Patron and Exotic, Goldie Hive. You know what I mean? Air it out radio. Fire that chick. Enjoy.
Yo, check it out, man. What's good? What's poppin'? You know what it is, man. Great Corner Chef live from motherfuckin' Staten Island. Landing with the gorillas all day, laying with them. We just chillin' my nigga. Control freaks, nigga. You know what time it is, man. All day, all the day.
Patron and Exotic, against the party poppin'. Patron and Exotic, against the party poppin'. Patron and Exotic, against the party poppin'. Get the party poppin', get the party poppin'. Patron and Exotic, against the party poppin'. Patron and Exotic, against the party poppin'. Patron and Exotic, against the party poppin'. Get the party poppin', get the party poppin'. Like Ethiopians, we got cuts. Eat about 8 bitches, I need octopus. Black Robin Hood, push forces like shopping carts. At the market, stock market, stock market. Like Ethiopians, we got cuts. Eat about 8 bitches, I need octopus. Like Ethiopians, we got cuts. Eat about 8 bitches, I need octopus. Black Robin Hood, push forces like shopping carts. At the market, stock market, the top target. Patron and Exotic. Spin your wheels like the blaze on a helicopter. Young brand lava, bedazzle your bitch. And your baby mama straight from the 80s.
Young Mike Tyson, throw a shot back, and I feel like fighting, feel like fucking, feel like lightning, so striking, bullets like warm moon, young black Viking, tear a barbarian, if you think you're Conan, with the devil he will slow dance, me and skinny pants, is a slim chance, I've been a man, you just ain't know it, Mac and a poet, Lincoln lawyer, persona, Patron and exotic, get the party poppin', 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 get the party poppin', Patron and exotic, I get the party poppin', Patron and exotic, I get the party poppin', Patron and exotic, I get the party poppin', get the party poppin', get the party poppin'. Bus Huey's at the intersection, doing oncoming traffic, riding through the block like I'm on a college campus, mild manner, wild with them hammers, they blood clots like tampons, we blood blocks like typhoons, tycoons, tight open over the night moon, when the sun is missing till dawn, I done been to hell and back like Spawn, they older but we're back, the sun and crack like they was young, hoes be like, oh boy, Pillsbury dope boy, quiet as a mouse, on the strip you hear no noise, ride for your Rolls Royce, chop shop, no choice, then hot box in the old school, call them Thomas if he doubting, pour trains on your baby mama, up the Patron and exotic, yikes, Patron and exotic, get the party poppin', Patron and exotic, I get the party poppin', Patron and exotic, I get the party poppin', get the party poppin', get the party poppin', Patron and exotic, I get the party poppin', Patron and exotic, I get the party poppin', Patron and exotic, I get the party poppin', 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 get the party poppin'.
Head on radio, it's that shit fire. Going on, what's going on? I did not forget you, babe. I'm coming to you in a few. I just found the track. So anyway, shout out to all my air outers that's tuning in so far. And I know the lines are really nuts. I'm telling y'all right now, a lot of people are getting kicked off because the lines are being flooded right now. So, like, you know, when it gets like that, that means there's like 250 or 300 people that's on the line. So please bear with me. I'm going to try to get through to everybody as much as I can. So just please be patient because I know it's kicking off a lot of people. And so if it kicks you off, just try to, like, get back on. I got some of y'all numbers written down already. And even the ones that I came to with no answer, I'll come back to you toward the end of the show. So at the end of the day, please be patient, all right? I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. I'm not going to talk too much. I mean, I'm going to try to get through everybody so everybody can get in here. So let me see. Where are we going to go to? We're going to go to... Where's my 7170? Yeah, wait a minute. People are dropping. Okay. I'm going to go to this 9841.
Yo, what's up? Trill the landlord.
What's going on? How are you?
It's popping.
I'm good. Now, you gotta explain his name. Like, what's going on with his name?
Trill the landlord. I'm in the game. They're going to pay their taxes. It's time to pay the bill. Come and get my money. It's my time.
Now, where you from with the 864?
Yeah, South Carolina, Greenwood, South Carolina. Yeah.
Okay. What's the weather like over there? What's the weather like over there right now?
Oh, man, it's beautiful, man. We had a little rainy day today, but, you know, it's all good.
Okay.
It's stopping, man.
You ever been to Philly? No?
Nah, I ain't never been to Philly. I'm coming, though. Got a campaign, new campaign coming.
You definitely got to fly too. All right, so what's your opinion about the topic? Should artists have to pay to get any showcases to perform or sell tickets?
You know, I feel like it's to each his own, but I feel like every artist is their own mogul. You know what I mean? You got to make it happen yourself. You know what I mean? A lot of people look for handouts. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't no hustle, you're a buster. You know what I'm talking about?
Damn. Okay. You went right into it, right?
Yeah,
as far as you, what's going on down there? Like, y'all got a whole bunch of stuff going on. What's going on there? You got showcases?
Oh, yeah, they have showcases. They have all that, man. Shout out to Columbia Record Pool, Paul Davis. He have a lot of them. You know, Four Quarters, he have a lot of showcases and stuff like that. You know, I go support him, check him out. But, you know, any shows I do, I'm making half of myself. You know what I'm talking about?
Right, right. Ain't no wrong with
True. You got to sometimes.
Nah, dope. Yeah, I ain't waiting for that. I find myself. You know what I'm talking about?
Right, right. I ain't mad at that.
Yeah.
So you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff?
You can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, Trill80, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? Trell, you know what I'm saying? Not that Trill, all that. I'm not a thrill. It's Trill, too real, Trell. At Trill80, you know what I'm talking about? Or you can follow me on Reverb Nation Trill, The Landlord. You know, I got a lot of stuff going on. Just check me out. You can Google me. You know what I'm talking about? I'm there.
You know what I'm talking about? You will have me saying, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you already know. That's how we're
right.
Talking. You feel me?
I know that's right. You got an Instagram? You on Instagram yet or no?
Nah, I ain't even fucked with that Instagram. Excuse me, like, I ain't even messed with that Instagram yet. But I'm gonna get on. I see a lot of people taking pictures. It's like a, you know, a photo shoot. I'm gonna get in it though, cause you know what I mean, I'm live like that.
Yeah, you gotta get in there. What's wrong with you? Smack for you.
I don't know. You know, I'll be busy. You know, I ain't really have time to be playing with. I need to get some assistance. You know what I'm talking about?
I know that's right. You know what? I'm looking for your track too, and your shit ain't an either. Like, what's going on? I know. Sometimes when you put them in, like when you put a whole bunch of them in at one time, they act kind of funky and they don't go through. Then I gotta go back and do it manually. But let me see. You spell it T-R what? I-L-L? You said no.
Trill the Landlord? Is that all?
Yeah.
Feeling myself.
Hello?
Yeah. I'm here.
Oh, okay. You said Trill the Landlord, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to. Oh, yeah. You spelling it T-R-E-A-L.
Yeah, that's like two.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yay! Woo! Got it,
you
okay.
Want it. Yes.
All right, which one we getting into, babe?
Yeah, go and get in that I'm feeling myself. But that I don't feel it right about now. You know what I'm talking about? I'm just really
okay.
Feeling out for myself. You feel me?
All right, we're going to get into that. Air it out radio.
Yeah. All right, appreciate it.
Get the book up out, man. And you will. Give me some reinforcements, Lord. was 25. Vinny Showboat, Tony Manto. Why not? Look out your gate. The boys mixtape. Look out for that.
Air It Out Radio is that Trick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Shout out to Vinny Showboat and Tony Manto 66 in Philadelphia. All right, I apologize, y'all, man. We're going to get it right next week, man. Fuck that shit. Come on. I know, I'll be spazzing. Look, with us Libras, we have, like, these bursts of anger and excitement. So you got to, like, don't pay me no mind. So anyway, shout out to everybody that's tuning in. What's up, what's up, what's up? Hit me up, Facebook, Twitter. Air It Out Radio, Instagram, Fire Chick. I still ain't get on there, y'all. Like, technical difficulties are storming y'all, so I'll get up there in a minute. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. I'm run down some Twitters really quick. Shout out to Mar Corleone and also Tony Rolfs, what up? Music Notch, Anthony Duvall, what up, baby? And Mr. Fat. I'm going to call him Mr., you know what I mean? He deserves that. All right, I know you on the line, baby. 4155, I know. I'm coming. That's my fact. All right, shout out to Marty Mills, Nani Williams, and Easy. What up, baby? Lance London. I'm gonna be doing an interview with her pretty soon. If y'all want an interview, make sure y'all go to my Gmail. It's airitoutradio@gmail.com. Request for email. All right, request an interview with me. It's gonna take you a minute to get in there. I'm all the way back up until November, I think. You know what I mean? I didn't have one for today because I had to download all this stuff. I'm, like, still behind trying to party and stuff like that. You know how I go down. But anyway, yeah, once I get caught up, you know, I'll be right back with my interviews and all that good stuff. So anyway, like I said, if y'all want an interview, send your request to isairitoutradio@gmail.com to say, Fire, I want to interview on Air It Out Radio, blah, 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 blah. That's really it. And, you know, we keep it moving. I'll give you a beat. Just bear with me, okay? My emails be kind of nutty. All right, so I'm going to keep it moving. We're going to go to 4497. Yep.
Yo.
Radio. What's up, what's up?
What's going on?
What's up, who's this?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who's this?
What's going on? This is Big Heavy.
Big Heavy. What the damn?
What's going on? How you doing, Fire?
I'm good. You know, I'm chilling. How are you?
I'm good. Just working.
Okay. So where you at? You at 678. Where that's at?
I'm in Atlanta. I'm ATL.
ATL. All the drama going down. You know what I'm saying? All the drama's in ATL. Have you seen anybody shooting anything out there? Like, you know, the Housewives of Atlanta or all the, you know, hip-hop? I'm loving hip hop. Have you seen any of that going on down there?
They were shooting. They shot Love and Hip Hop out of one of the studios I recorded out of Hot Beats. So,
oh yeah.
Yeah, I seen a little bit, you know, some tapes of that. But pretty much, I was just end up doing my own thing, recording while they doing their thing in the other room.
That Frankie J is a mess, isn't he?
Yeah.
All right, so what you got going on? I know we get toward the end of the show, we kind of like skip the topic, but if you want to address this, cool. But what you got going on as far as music wise?
I got a lot going on. I mean, right now, you know, I got the Birds Flying High record going crazy in the clubs and in the streets, and at some point, you know, it's spinning in Germany now, London, Australia. I've been getting a lot of great feedback from a lot of DJs from all over. I got a mixtape that I dropped, you know, on live mixtape, titled From the Ground Up. So y'all make sure y'all go and get that.
Okay, you said From the Ground Up. Hello? You said From the Ground Up. You there, babe? Hello? Okay, everybody's having some technical difficulties with their phone. You there? Okay, yeah, he just dropped. All right, so we're going to keep it moving. Listen, I'm going to have to get you next week because I know we're, like, going through it or whatever, but I didn't forget you, babe. We're going to just have to, I don't know what's going on with the blog,
It's a lot of calls on here, y'all, so just please be patient, all right? We're going to keep it moving. So I got him for next week, you know what I mean? Big Heavy, I got you, baby, all right? We're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to 7370.
Hello?
What's up, what's up? Who's this? Air Out Radio.
Hold on just for a second.
You believe this guy? I'm going to smack him. Come on, babe, get it together. Okay, he's disconnected, too. All right, well, look, I know everybody like, good for them, good for me. All right, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to 9873.
What's good?
What's good? What's good? Who's this?
Yeah, you know what this is, Fire. This your boy, DFF, in the building.
What's up, DFF? How you doing?
Maintaining, you know what I mean? One day at a time, so grinding.
Okay. All right. So you know we're toward the end of the show, so I'm going to let you go ahead and do your promo. We're going to skip the question, and I'll let you go and address it real quick. But what you got going on?
Oh, man, about to drop that mixtape, Still Doing Me. It's been prolonged so long, but I'm about to drop it. And I got another mixtape coming out on Freestyle 2. And, man, I just, you know, staying busy.
Staying busy.
Yeah, y'all can hit me up on Instagram, DFF, DPS, Twitter, DFF The Problem. You know, Facebook fan page, DFF The Problem Solver, Reverb Nation, same, DFF The Problem Solver. You know?
Okay, yeah. I got to follow you on Instagram. Are we friends already? I got to follow you. Okay. So, you opening up for anybody lately? Because I know how you do. You be doing your thing.
I'm saying but I was chilling with Jadakiss, what name is that? One of these nights down in New York. It was at the underground spot in New York, in Manhattan. It was official. But, yeah, I'm trying to, you know what I mean, connect with a lot of different other cats from all over.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You're not wrong with that. Ain't not wrong with it. All right. Well, that's what you got to do. You just got to hit them up on Facebook and Twitter. You know they be on here heavy on the Twitter.
Yeah,
you know?
True that. True.
Yeah. And definitely come out to the event. You slip in DFF.
I know. Every time you have one, I'll be down south or Midwest somewhere. But the next one is what? October 8th?
October 6th.
October 6th?
Yeah, that's the next tour. So, but you want to give them your Facebook, Twitter? One more time?
Yeah. Facebook fan page is DFF The Problem Solver. My Twitter is DFF The Problem. Instagram is DFF DPS. Reverb Nation is DFF The Problem Solver. Anybody hit me up, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up, you know what I mean? You want to collab? We can collab. Let's get it. You know what I mean? Whatever.
Whatever, man.
What track we
getting into tonight?
I'm feeling good right now, you know what I mean? I love Jersey, so let's hit me. I want to hit a Red New Jersey joint. You know what
Jersey!
I mean? Oh, yeah, fire.
Yeah.
And I came up 10 stacks and Harris.
Oh, yeah? Harris don't do me no justice. Fuck Harris, bitch! Bitches over there. Yeah, every stop. South is Jersey, man. That's my home state, so you know what I mean? But,
my brother L Unique and my nigga Stallion, cousin May, we in the building, you know what I'm saying? Jersey in the building, man, for real.
There you go. All right, so we're going to get into that Jersey. I rep Jersey, where I'm from. DFF,
yes,
baby.
Yo. My check. 1-2, 1-2. Man, it's DFF,
yeah,
DPS, yeah, I rep the East,
yeah,
but I still love the West,
okay,
all the ladies go crazy, I guess, they say DFF, you miss the best, now what I'm supposed to do,
And what I'm supposed to say,
say.
Put my Marvin on,
yeah.
And I don't mean I'm gay,
nope.
And I don't care what you haters gotta say,
for real.
Regardless, I'ma do it my way. I'm here to the top,
going
to the bottom. Anything you need, baby, dog, you know I got it. Man, I'm here, I'm back where I'm from,
yeah.
Home in the Garden State, New Jersey. Number one, I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from. I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from. I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from.
Home on the Garden State, yeah, number one.
I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from. I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from. I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from.
Home on the Garden State, yeah,
I'm from
number
Jersey.
One.
When we do something dumb, give it all we got. For real, I rap hard to the day I'm gone.
And
I'm stating my life, man. Jersey, word is born.
Let's go.
Jersey this,
Jersey that.
I'm a New Jersey slugger,
and I rap that.
For real, we ain't going nowhere.
Nope.
And I'm gotta say this shit, gotta make that clear. Yeah, NEWJERSEY, man. That's what it is. Paul,
let's go.
I don't know where you from, C, but all I know is, dog, I rep New Jersey.
I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from.
I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from. I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from.
Home on the Garden State, yeah, number one.
I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from. I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from. I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from.
Home on the Garden State, yeah, number one.
I light a blunt, man, straight to the sky. And I say to myself, boy, Jersey pride. Yeah, I love Philly, New York, and Delaware. But right now, right this time, and right here, rep my city, man, I gotta get pretty. Nobody fucking with me, the kid get busy. I can do the DFF, yeah. There ain't no contest for this. Motherfucking best, you know, the slum, the projects, middle class, big millionaires. Put it up in the Jersey atmosphere. Well, man, I know where I'm from. All I'm saying to the world is Jersey number one. I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from. I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from. I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from.
Home on the Garden State, yeah, number one.
I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from. I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from. I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from.
Home on the Garden State, yeah, number one.
I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from. I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from. I rep New Jersey, that's where I'm from.
Home on the Garden State, yeah, number one.
I rep New Jersey.
What DFF? I'ma smack you. Smack! And our radio is good. It's Fire. How y'all doing? I know y'all still on the line waiting patiently. Listen, we're at the end of the show. I do speed it up a little bit. And I know y'all like, Fire, but I was on the line waiting. Okay, listen. This is what I do to soothe all that shit out. So if you get caught up at the end and I don't get a chance to get to your track, you get a song on me for next week. So if you call up, plus, I'll play an extra song. So really, you'll get two tracks, okay? So that's my way of apologizing toward the end of the show. So all the ones that's lingering toward the end and I don't get to you, that's what it is, all right? I appreciate y'all calling up, but, you know, kind of like a little win-win situation because you get two tracks for next week if you call up. One you get free, and then, you know, you get one automatically whether you call or not. So, all right? You want to keep it moving. Most people don't do that, but that's what I do, so I don't have to hear y'all cry and be mad at me. All right, we're going to keep it up. 347-677-1163 is the phone number. Check out the website, airitoutradio.net. We're going to go to 3607, Air It Out Radio.
What's good, Fire? What's good?
What's up? Who's this?
Jay Moore on the line.
Jay Moore, what's the deal?
By the time I ain't getting knocked off, yo.
Yo, it's knocking people off left and right. That means we got, like, over 200 calls on here. I'm telling y'all right now. That's why it's knocking y'all off.
I was sitting in the beginning. I called it up at 9:45, sitting there waiting. So you got on and said, you are out the host key. I was like, what?
I was like, wow.
Man, that's good, man. I appreciate it, y'all. Me and my boy, we starting our own business. We doing websites for
$400.
Well, you know, okay. Yeah, $400. It'll beat out the competition. So that's jjprowebdesigns.com. So we working on that right now. Album release is in 2013, so that's a plus. So I've been just on my grind right now. So like I said, me and my boy starting our own business, doing these websites. So
hey, $400 Damn.
And that comes with a 5-page web page, everything that you need, logos, pictures edited, all kinds of stuff, text. That kind of stuff, so.
Right. I ain't even got no balls, and my balls is hurting right now. Yo, I'm feeling that shit right now. Yeah.
I almost got you
beat. Damn. So, nah, I'm just like, ugh.
And we knew, so we wanted to start out low, you know, show us our skills.
I'm low?
We did my website, so. We did my website business website, so. We got a conference coming up, a real estate conference coming up to promote our business and everything. So we doing big things right now. So I'm not just doing the music, I'm doing the business side as well. So
yeah, okay. All right, so that's what's up, you know, as long as you staying in the business, period, in general, that's what's up.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find more ways to recreate myself and make more business for myself other than my music. So
okay.
That's what I'm trying to do right now.
Alright, that's what's up. So you chilling with the music, or
are
you what? What are you doing?
I'm not chilling with the music. I'm still making my music. I got a new single that's on iTunes now. Welcome to my show. You heard it. It's on iTunes, Amazon, C3.com now. So and Google Play. So it's I'm just waiting for this album release, and then we'll start working on the third album. So I'm going to keep it pushing.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. So what are we getting into tonight?
We're going to get into a new single called Back to You. It's pretty much self-explanatory. Back to You. So.
No, it's not. Sorry, let me stop. I'm just joking with you. All right, we're going to get into that. Back to You, J-Mar. Air it out radio.
Back to you.
And I'll go back to you. I'll go back to you.
Yeah. I don't want nobody else in my
the greatest thing I ever had.
Cause for you, I'll do anything.
I always will love you.
So clear your head, cause these other girls ain't got nothing on you. So when I go, I'll be back to you. So girl,
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Okay? Black and Nobel, September 8th is going down, my rap battle. Okay? Get your ass out there. iPhone, 4 weeks in the metro. You know what I mean? $5 to get in. No cheap. You know what I mean? Go get some blood or something. You know what I mean? $5. Come on, let's go. I'm hyped. But anyway, we're going to keep it moving, and I'm going to go to, where's my chick at? You know what I mean? I just had her right here. Okay, there you go. 7686. Who's this?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up? Bye, this is Corey. This is Dutch Corey Troy.
What's up, baby? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
You good? You good?
I'm good. I'm calling.
You follow me?
Yeah, I'm calling to give a shout out to my team, the A team. That's that Mr. T, HR, the producer, Tony Ross, Pussy Money Loud. That's the new single that we dropped. I ain't on it, but you know what I mean? Check out for Two White Bitches. I'm going to be on that. Hopefully that get played, because I heard you say something about two free tracks. Yeah, because we ain't get played tonight.
Actually, no, you're going to get played, so that really don't apply to you right now.
Oh, where?
You're
going to play.
Yeah, nah, it's only one track, and then if you call in, then that will equal two. So, but you're getting played, so you're good.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to my people's Ty. She on the line too. She didn't get through, but I just want to like shout her out. She was waiting for like 2 hours just to give us a shout out. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to her. She all the way up in Camden, New Jersey, my hometown. So shout out to me.
Out of Camden. Yeah, that's what's up. All right, well, we're going to get into that track. She'll get on the line and give a shout out here and there, so we'll get her soon. All right, so we're going to get into that Pussy Money Loud, right? That's what it is.
Good looking, good looking.
That is. Stop AP. All right.
Cause I put her ass up in her face down. Me and Shorty blew a half a pound. In a fucker in a nightgown. Real niggas don't talk, we the do shit. If a nigga wanna talk, get his head hit. Shorty got a fat anus. She call me Mr. Run Through Shit. Bruce can't go to Shawty when I shoot shit. Low brown with the bitch like a pool stick. I try to tell you that I do this. Bitch with my blood, I call her ruthless. Who's this, a real nigga that
don't miss. Your girl gives head, life's too bliss.
Fuck a lot of bitches, get a lot of money. Roll a lot of rockets, smoke a lot of weed. Fuck a lot of bitches, get a lot of money. Roll a lot of rockets, smoke a lot of weed.
Pussy, money, loud. All we know is pussy, money, loud. All we know is pussy, money, loud. All we know is pussy, money, loud.
Pussy, money, loud. Topic. If you think you're trending a nigga, you need to stop it. I be on my fly shit, sparking up them rockets. Floating in that mothership, planes be all in my pocket. So look into the eyes of a young prophet. Since I was a youngin', all a nigga knew was profit. I could tell you not ballin', my nigga, you riding the bitch. I've been ballin' since back in the day, my pocket stocky. And the bitches love a nigga that's stocky. I fuck up bitches walking around acting cocky. When I breaking down, they be riding me like a jockey. Get that lip wet. You know I love the sloppy toppy. And I can tell you how them bitches on the block be looking for a come up, trying to make you they poppy. But I ain't trying to save a hoe whose hands I'm trying to get some dope. I'm just trying to get my bread, get some tree and get some head.
Fuck a lot of bitches, get a lot of money. Roll a lot of rockets, smoke a lot of weed. Fuck a lot of bitches, get a lot of money. Roll a lot of rockets, smoke a lot of weed.
Pussy, money, loud. All we know is pussy, money, loud. All we know is pussy, money, loud. All we know is pussy, money, loud.
I wake up, spark a L, then I'm back at it. Hit the lab, pin the pad, I got a rap habit. I smack faggots who want primes like mathematics. My flow is crack, supplying niggas like crack addicts. Yeah, flow sick, I think I'm getting nauseous. And I won't stop till all my niggas ripping Porsches. With a bad bitch shotty, cause I've been doing this shit since wave caps and air forces. Real shit, I just wanna be legendary. So keep hating, cause all my haters are necessary. Yeah, I'm on my bullshit stunting. Roll another blunt like it's nothing. Savage, that's my cousin and my brother's on the beat. 18, we on and we go for the streets. My niggas at the bottom, grinding just to make it. I'm trying to see the top, cause I'm grinding from the basement. And I'm a
fuck a lot of bitches. Get a lot of money, roll a lot of rockets, smoke a lot of weed. Fuck a lot of bitches, get a lot of money, roll a lot of rockets, smoke a lot of weed.
Pussy, money, loud. All we know is pussy, money, loud. All we know is pussy, money, loud. All we know is pussy, money, loud.
Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website airitoutradio.net. You never know what all the events that I got going on. You need to go check that out, find out the rules and all that good stuff. Anything you miss, always go there, okay? Shout out to everybody that's hitting me up on Facebook, Twitter, and all that good stuff. Shout out to the A-Team. Shout out to Miss Mona, I think that was her name, Marty Mills. All right, and there's a couple other people I got to get to. BB, Pretty Wings. And Shane Pesci 215. Shout out to everybody else that's hitting me up. I'm trying to get to everybody, so bear with me. And like I said, we're toward the end of the show. If I don't get to you, you got a track on me for next week. Now, if you decide to call in, then you'll have two tracks, right? So I don't want y'all to get confused and be like, yeah, you said you're going to play two tracks. No, I'm playing one. And if you call, then you get two, okay? Do the math. Add it up, man. Come on, get it together. All right? So listen, Air It Out Radio Villa Tour is October the 6th. This is my birthday. Haha, I'm a Libra. Yeah. All right, make sure y'all come through. It's $5 to get in. I give away $500. So definitely try to come through and do your thing. All right, check the YouTube out on Air It Out Radio in case y'all have never seen any of my events and don't know what's going on. They be freestyling outside and all that good stuff. So it's a lot of stuff, and it's a lot of promo, and you get pictures, videos, and all that stuff from me. So it's just a good deal for $5, all right? But we're going to keep it moving, and I'm going to go to 5997. Whoa. You there?
What was that?
That's you, baby. Who is this?
Yo. Shyboy Dubs. You hear me?
Who is this?
Yo, this is your boy, Shyboy Dubs. You hear me?
I can hear you.
Chaboy Dubs, what's up, Woman's Day? What's going on?
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm all right. Hey, yo, this the boy, Chaboy Dubs, Westside Woman of Delaware. I wanted to hear that Fats Damn Daddy.
Oh,
is, you know, part of the squad, Gravity Entertainment.
All right. Did you get an email back from me? Because that name ain't ringing no bell right now. Who is it?
The boy. Fats, he sent it should be in there already. It ain't my song. It's a member of the group. You know, we Gravity World. Fats featuring Nunu. Damn Daddy, you don't got that?
It doesn't sound familiar. Not unless you saying one of the names and I don't have it under there.
I think you said Michelin Fats. F-A-T-S.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. All right, there you go. See, now that sounds a little bit familiar. All right, give me a Facebook Twitter, babe.
Hey, yo, yeah, this is Trap Boy Dubs. Follow me at Trap Boy Dubs, TrapBoyBubz. I just sent you some music, too. I sent you a song called Power, produced by the boy Brandon Lee. That joint cracked. And something else I got called We Notice It, too. Trap Boy Dubs on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. TrapBoyDubz. Gravity World, Real Nigga University. Shouts to Nice Villain, Fast Fame, Keon C. We got managers just getting real now, you know?
All right, that's what's up. So it's, I'm playing a Damn Daddy, right?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, baby, introduce that for me.
Hey, yo, this the boy Fast from Gravity World from up Philly featuring Nunu, Damn Daddy. Let's go.
Pockets full of that cheddar, pockets full of that butter. dream of it. What these haters mean to me? Absolutely nothing. I know these haters bluffing, man. They better talking that shit, but they ain't thinking nothing. They say, damn, daddy, them pockets long. Tell me something I don't know. I trump though. Middle of the winter, sit somewhere where it don't snow. I'm shitting on them in public. Fly without no luggage. If I want it, then I can touch it, man. This lifestyle, I love it. Used to spend $2,000 to drive a bucket. Now spend at the weirdos. This back hang top with my lean on when I pass these weirdos. I'm fat boy fresh with it. Yes, I'm fat boy fresh with it. My bitches fuck for free, so when I crash, it ain't no estimate.
Damn, daddy, them pockets long, long. Them pockets long. Damn, daddy, them pockets long, long. Them pockets long. Damn, daddy, them pockets long, long. Them pockets long. Damn, daddy, them pockets long, long. Them pockets long. Damn, daddy, them pockets long. Damn, daddy, that paper thick. Damn, daddy, that hustle strong. Damn, daddy, that coupe is sick. Damn, daddy, them pockets long, long. Them pockets long. Damn, daddy, them pockets long, long. Them pockets long.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. We're going to run through the people that's on the line right now. Listen, everybody that's on the line lingering that I have your phone number written down for, y'all got a track for me for next week. So if y'all call again, then y'all definitely got two tracks, all right? So if y'all don't call, y'all still got the one. All right, so hang tight. We're going to keep it moving. Don't be giving out no long-ass shout-outs, y'all. I'm going to have to cut your ass off. All right, so anyway, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to go to 0393. What's up? Get our video.
Yeah, what up, Fire? This is Burns, 215-ish. You know what I'm saying? I just want to give a shout-out to Miss T. It's my dog, my homie, G-Class 215. Follow us on Twitter. We doing big things. And A Fire. Make sure you say my name right the next time.
Look, I told you I'm terrible with people's names, so y'all got to forgive me. Once I get to know you, I'll be, you know, I'll run it down. So,
all right, well, you're going to be fast. I'm a Libra, too. October 3rd, my birthday. Right. I'll have.
There you go. See? I knew I liked you for a reason. All right, babe. You got to track on me for next week. Thank you.
All right. No doubt. One.
Okay. All right. And our radio is that chick fire. We're going to keep it moving. Let me go to 3735.
C3 Entertainment. What's up? Hey, yo, listen, I don't even gotta say nothing, man. I'm chilling in next week, man. I'm making some new shit, like, you know what I mean? Like, and I got two spots, are you crazy? I'm taking advantage. Oh.
Right.
You know, I ain't holding nobody, you know what I mean? It's Ed out, you already know it is propane, man.
Propane,
you know,
bitches.
You know what I mean? Now the fire, you know. Tune in next week, though. I got some shit. Oh, my gosh. Like, I don't even feel like getting started, nigga. I know
everybody. Yeah, don't. Yeah, we don't have time.
Go ahead.
All right, babe. I appreciate you. Are we still good for what we were talking about the other day?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, cool. Yay! Woo! All right, babe. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
At our radio, we're going to go to 5735. You. 5735.
Hello.
Hello, that's you. Who's this?
Oh, this is Keith. What's up?
Keith.
I want to give a shout out to my boy Mr. HD. We two bad cousins on Twitter. Yeah, we should
two
do
bad
song
cousins.
With them. Yeah,
okay.
That's us. And that's
okay.
All. That's pretty much it.
All right, well, you got a song on me for next week. If you call in, you'll have two. So thank you for being patient, babe.
All right, thank you.
All right. Air It Out Radio, 2930.
Hello?
Hello?
Who's this? Yeah, I'm gonna give a shout-out to my squad again, 18, all that.
Who's this, though?
This is Tony, HR the producer.
Okay, I got you. All right. 18, what up? All right, babe, thanks for calling in. Air It Out Radio, 4155, who's this?
What's good, Fire? This is Fats.
It's Fats again?
No, that was my boy they got on. He got on before me, but they played the track. I'm still on Showing Love, though. Gravity Entertainment is what it is.
Gravity Entertainment. All right, get to know that name.
All day.
All right, babe. You got a track on me for next week. All right. Gravity Entertainment. I mean, he's doing big things over there. All right, we're going to go to 8367.
Yo.
What's up? What's up? Who's this?
Yeah, this early top general that E.T. writes from him.
Okay. You said early what?
Early top general, E.T.
Okay. All right. Is your track in here, babe?
What you said?
Is your track in here?
Yeah, yeah. It's under Pep Pop Tape. My finger's itching.
Okay. All right. So hold on. Hold on to hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. Okay, babe?
All right.
All right. So listen, everybody that was on the line, y'all got a track on me. If I came to you, if I didn't come to you, definitely holler at me on Facebook and Twitter and cuss me out or tweet me or whatever the case is. I'm at Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check me out every Monday, 10 to 1. Check my Facebook out, Air Dot Radio, Twitter, Air Dot Radio, Instagram me, Fire Chick. Like I said, next week, you got a track on me. And all that good stuff. So if y'all call in, y'all get another track. So shout out to everybody that tuned in so far. I love y'all. I'm out.